FM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Democratic Party officials are bringing in some star power tonight to get their convention rolling in Boston. Former President Bill Clinton will speak after being introduced by his wife, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. Some people say that high-profile team could overshadow John Kerry. But Democratic Party Chairman Terry McAuliffe isn't one of them.
John Kerry is the nominee of the Democratic Party. He's about to become the most powerful man in the world. No one is ever going to overshadow. John Kerry personally called Hillary Clinton to ask her to introduce her husband.
Kerry accepts the nomination Thursday night. President Bush is at his Texas ranch today reviewing the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Officials say he wants to implement many of them quickly. An unusual legal case in Massachusetts. 14-year-old Patrick Holland has won the legal right to split from his father. Daniel Holland is serving a life sentence for killing Patrick's mother. The teenager says he doesn't want anything to do with his dad. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Do you own a home? Now you can refinance and cut your mortgage payments up to 45% with Quicken Loans. Just call 800-394-4611. With Quicken Loans' exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan, you can refinance and cut your mortgage payments up to 45%. You could pay thousands less this year. Call 800-394-4611. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. Restrictions may apply. Call Quicken Loans now. 800-394-4611.
Seiza, begin dragon style kata! Raise paws, tiger strike! Again! Kokuzo! Heart pumping? Hey! Lift high in the quarter, roundhouse kick!
Cats don't have cardio kickboxing. That's why they have IMES, with seven essential nutrients for a strong, healthy heart.
It's the fluffy son, Coco-san, fight!
Nourish every heartbeat, love every bite. IMES, good for life.
Break it up!
Winner of eight Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 81 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police continue their search for a hit-and-run driver. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Yeah, we're moving along the freeway system in pretty good shape, according to the CDOT maps. Quest Choice Long Distance for Business with the information. May have a little slowing northbound I-25 around 38th Avenue because of an earlier stalled RTD bus, and you'll have big delays trying to get from Colorado Boulevard onto I-70. Reason is there's an overturned truck northbound Colorado at 40th Avenue. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene. Quest Choice Long Distance for Business, 5 cents a minute, $20 monthly cap, no contracts. Call 1-888-LD-QUEST for more information. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Police continue to look for the driver in a hit-and-run accident that happened early Sunday morning. The collision at 19th and Pearl took the life of 27-year-old Daniel Kubiak and left 26-year-old Rebecca Zimmerman hospitalized in critical condition. Detective Teresa Garcia says DPD still looking for useful information.
We have been receiving some phone calls with information and, you know, leads, but nothing has panned out.
Garcia says the suspect vehicle may be a Ford and would definitely have some front-end damage. Cops are examining pieces of the car recovered at the scene. This report brought to you by WellsFargoLink.com. Fire investigators are checking into a pre-dawn apartment fire in Boulder. No one was hurt in the fire, which caused structural damage to two units of the nine-unit building. Investigators still haven't figured out what started that fire. Four Fort Carson soldiers may face court-martial proceedings in connection with the drowning of an Iraqi detainee. Spokeswoman Kim Tizer says three of those soldiers face a pretrial investigation, also known as an Article 32 hearing, on Wednesday morning. A hearing for the fourth soldier has yet to be scheduled. In sports, the Colorado Rockies start a four-game homestand against the L.A. Dodgers tonight. Sean Estes throws for the Rocks, who are coming off their sweep of the D-backs this weekend. Save at WellsFargoLink.com. Buy one ticket to the Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver. Get one free. See WellsFargoLink.com for details. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank's members, FDIC. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
Forget two-way, next day, and overnight. The fastest delivery system on the planet.
Word of mouth.
Is Talk Radio, AM 1150 KNRC.
Ah, here you are again, Cricket.
Yes, Master. I seek release.
Snatch the pebble from my hand and journey to seek new adventures.
Oh, I shall try, Master.
Too slow. Next.
Oh. Look, Master, is that not the nightingale that swoops?
Where?
Oh, give me that.
Cricket, give me that. Cricket, I'm going to smash you, Cricket.
Tired of the same old grind? Journey to Keystone Resort. Check in, snatch up an adventure passport, and enjoy free boat rentals, outdoor movies, stargazing, and more. Plus two championship golf courses and over 100 miles of mountain bike trails. This summer, think Keystone. For great lodging rates, call 1-888-88-KEYSTONE or go to KeystoneResort.com and start planning your perfect summer day.
Sample from over 25 microbrews while listening to the hottest bluegrass bands August 7th and 8th in River Run at Keystone Resort's Bluegrass and Beer Festival. Visit KeystoneResort.com for more information and to book the bluegrass package from $85 per person. It includes a room and bottomless beer. Restrictions apply.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Partly cloudy skies today. We're going to see an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 82. Later on tonight, we'll keep those isolated storms during the evening down to 56. And tomorrow, starting out with just a few clouds. Those clouds increase, though. Isolated afternoon storms, 82. More of the same for Wednesday and a high of 80. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 81 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And joining us in the 2 o'clock hour, if all goes well, will be Bill Press. You know him from CNN and from MSNBC. And he'll be talking about all the ways that we can get Bush out of office. And, of course, today begins the Democratic Convention in Boston. And we're kind of, well, we're of two minds. We were supposed to be there. And for a number of reasons, we weren't able to go. And we find out that there are only like 20 porta-potties for like 2,000 for 2,000 journalists who drink a lot of coffee. So I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe that isn't a bad thing altogether. I was on Air America Radio last night, .com. I don't know if any of you heard it. My cohort in crime was Ray Taliaferro from KGO Radio and in San Francisco, and we are old colleagues, and it was really kind of fun. So I don't know if anybody heard it or not, but I don't know if how many listeners she has, but I'm delighted to be a guest on the Laura Flanders Show, and she is going to be at the Democratic Convention. So a lot going on, talking about how Kerry is going to do at the convention and trying to anticipate how good his speech is going to be. And I'm going to tell you something. Here's what we hear about John Kerry. What we hear about John Kerry is that in the crunch, he always steps up to the plate. So I really hope that in this crunch, he will step up to the plate. A couple things that I want to share with you. First of all, I want to talk about some local things that are happening. We have had over the weekend the judge's decision to admit evidence of other sexual contact between the alleged victim of Kobe Bryant. And so they're saying that she had sex, as I understand it, right after the encounter with Kobe Bryant and possibly before the encounter. So she sandwiched him in somehow. Is that a So now she's going to have to figure out whether she wants to go forward with this thing or not. She's got a few choices here. Either drop the case or see the details of her personal life revealed. Does it mean that she might not have had consensual sex with him even if she had sex both before and after? 303-322-1150. She might have had sex with somebody else, but she didn't want to have sex with Kobe? Does that necessarily prove that she had consensual sex with Kobe? Well, what it looks like to a jury is that we're in slutland here. And she's having sex with everybody, and so why shouldn't we assume that it isn't, that it's not consensual with Kobe Bryant? 303-322-1150. What's she going to do? If you were guessing, she's going to go forward and see the details of her personal life revealed, and she's going to have to justify it very publicly what those details may be? Or is she going to say, you know what, I think I'm going to drop this right now? If you were guessing, What do you think will happen? I have said from the start, I don't think they're going to lay a glove on Kobe. I mean, I think Kobe's going to walk away from this because there's got to be enough evidence. There's got to be enough proof. That's just my gut feeling right now. Maybe I'm not right about it, but that's sort of what I feel. What do you feel? What's going to happen here? But the judge has ruled. There was information that went out inadvertently, and now the judge has ruled that this information can be made public. So that some evidence of the alleged victim's sexual history is going to be presented at trial. For the past year, Kobe Bryant has repeatedly maintained that the sex was consensual. The judge's ruling gives him the chance to present his best case, and jury selection is scheduled to start in about a month. So do you want to be on that jury? And then you get to talk to the press and write your memoirs and make a lot of money. Or is it ever going to get to that? What are your feelings? How's that going to go? More beefs at the Denver Police Department. They're not out of the woods yet. Apparently, the Denver Police Department failed to provide the city's civilian oversight panel with more than 400 citizen complaints. So here's an oversight panel. More than 400 citizen complaints dating back 2 years to 2002, required by law to do so. And they're saying they had some kind of a database problem and it wasn't done. Really? What? What happened? The Denver Police Department failed to provide the city's civilian oversight panel with more than 400 citizen complaints dating back to 2002 as required by law. That means that the Public Safety Review Commission, according to the Rocky Mountain News, had no opportunity to follow up with people who lodged those complaints to see if they were satisfied with the department's resolution of the complaints. It also underscores the frustration expressed by panel members who say that they are often overlooked and deprived of tools to provide meaningful oversight. And what the Denver Police Department is alleging is that there is some database problem in the office, and that's why the stuff wasn't sent on to the review board. And how they realized that there was an error was that about 6 months ago, the commission noticed a substantial drop in the number of complaints received. So it wasn't that there weren't complaints. It's just that they weren't getting them. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Also, Jews for Jesus is heading to Colorado to try to convert Jews everywhere. And Mr. Promise Keeper McCartney is part of this effort, which is so offensive to Jews, I can't even begin to tell you. Jews do not proselytize, as a rule. We just don't do it. So, and I'm not the most religious of, I'm more spiritually inclined, I think, than religiously inclined, but certainly culturally, I am very Jewish. And we just don't do this. We figure you're happy with your own religion or you're not. And if you're not, you will decide that you want to make a change and you'll go religion shopping. But we don't ever proselytize. And now here are a bunch of people who believe that they know what's best, and they're going to call 30,000 people with Jewish-sounding surnames to ask if they want to learn more about Jews for Jesus. Oh, can you hear the percussion section of hang-ups going on right now? I hope they don't call during dinner because someone's liable to hurl some food at them. I think that that is so arrogant to go peddling your religion to somebody else. I'm sorry. If it's a personal thing, if you are interested in making a change in religion, and many people do, they convert to one religion or another, that's perfectly fine. That's your thing. But to start going out and proselytizing is the most arrogant thing in the whole world. If people want to change their religion, I think they know how to do it. And Jews who can't agree on anything do agree on this one point. I mean, there's an old story about a guy on a desert island who happens to be Jewish. And he was lodged there. He was stranded on a desert island for 25 years. And finally, a boat comes along and picks him up. And he's giving his rescuers a tour of the island. And there are two ramshackle structures that he's built on the island. And they say, "What are those?" He said, "Well," he says, "this is my present synagogue." He said, "And that one's my former synagogue." So 303-382-1150. So here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Kobe Bryant rape case, which leaves the accuser with two choices. Either she goes forward and has the most intimate details of her personal life revealed, that is to say that she somehow sandwiched in Kobe between sexual encounters, or she drops the case. What do you imagine she's going to do here? Maybe she's going to drop the case. I don't know. I think maybe that would be where she's going to go, but I really don't know. More beefs at the Denver Police Department. The complaints were not sent to the oversight panel that was by law supposed to be looking at those complaints. And we're talking about Jews for Jesus heading to Colorado. They can't wait to get started here. And they're going to proselytize. And a lot of people just think that that's an awful idea. Jews who often cannot agree with each other on anything are agreed on this one point. How would you feel about somebody calling you up and trying to convert you to being a Jew or a Muslim? How would you feel about that? Supposing people who are Muslim think they've got the answer to all of life's problems, and they're going to call you up at dinner time on the phone. They're going to take 30,000 names, the likely possibilities here, and they're going to call you at dinner time trying to get you to convert. What would you do? And how would you feel about it? You'd say, wait a minute. What business is it of yours? And don't bother me again. If not, that would be the cleaned up version of what you might be saying. 303-382-1150. And guess what? Fahrenheit 9/11. Guess how much it has made so far? Box office tops 100 million. Michael Moore has joined, and he's going to be covering the Republican convention, by the way, for USA Today. Ann Coulter covering the Democratic convention. She's so nasty and hideous. She's covering for USA Today that they've already spiked her column, her first column. In newspaper lingo, when they spike your column, that means, they're not going to run it. That's it. Whatever she wrote was so hideous that they're not going with that particular column. Maybe she'll do better. But Michael Moore joined the $100 million club as his political assault, Fahrenheit 9/11, became the first documentary ever to top that market domestic box office. And the only previous one was his other one, which was Bowling for Columbine, and he made about $23 or $24 million on that one, but it took him 9 months to get to that level. Here in just a few weeks, He has topped, he's over $103.35 million since opening in late June. So just in the matter of a few weeks, he is way over $100 million. First documentary ever to do that. Bravo, bravo, and bravo. Have you seen it? You should see it. If you've seen it once, I could see it again, and there are not too many films that I could say that about. I could see that one again. Bill Clinton's book, number one, for the second, I think, week on the New York Times bestseller list. David Sedaris's book, and we've had David Sedaris in. He's number two. Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim. And Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, Lynn Truss's book about punctuation, is the number three book. So the top books on the New York Times nonfiction list, we have had those guests on. Well, not Bill Clinton. I haven't had him on, but the other two I've had on, and then there are a number of other authors on the list that we have also had on. 303-382-1150 tonight. Bill Clinton speaks. She will be introduced by his wife, Hillary Clinton, and I can't wait. And I think the networks have made a huge mistake in sort of downsizing their coverage of the Democratic convention. I think it's going to be fascinating. And everybody's trying to make something of Teresa Hines Carey telling a conservative reporter, a reporter from Iraq who's trying to put words into her mouth, telling him to shove it. But if you saw the whole interchange, it sounds pretty good to me. I was just watching it as we began. So everybody wants to make capital out of that. But I think that I admire her cheekiness. And again, if she closes her eyes, who is she? She sounds like Ingrid Bergman, don't you think, in Casablanca? Did you see Casablanca? She doesn't sound like Humphrey Bogart, no. She does sound like Ingrid Bergman. So, the judge's decision on the Kobe Bryant case, devastating to the district attorney. The ruling on alleged victim sexual activity puts the whole trial in doubt. In a critical blow to the Kobe Bryant prosecution team, the trial judge ruled Friday that the alleged victim's sexual activity near the time of a reported assault will be admissible at the upcoming rape trial. Huge victory for the defense is what it's being called. What do you think? How's it going to go? Is it going to go nowhere? Is it going to be dropped? She's come this far. Is she going to drop it? Or is she going to risk the details of a very personal sexual history? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom.
More Enid Live, coming up on AM 1150 KNRC.
You're going to love this. Thursday night at 7 p.m., Medicine Wheel Consultants and Young Living Essential Oils present the science secrets and research behind the amazing Ningxia Wolfberry and the original Berry Young Juice. Learn what Berry Young Juice does in the body, why it works so well, and why its power and superiority to other juice products makes it so popular among those who know. Author and researcher Mark Schroeder will show you the science and history of this little-known juice powerhouse. Dr. David Hill will share clinical research and the desirable nutritional impact Berry Young Juice has on vitality, wellness, its invigorating and youth-enhancing properties for people of all ages. Join us and discover Berry Young Juice this Thursday at the Renaissance Denver Hotel at 3800 Quebec Street. For information, call 303-888-1625 or ask your local independent distributor. Learn about Berry Young Juice this Thursday. Call 303-888-1625.
A woman charged her taxes in April, but didn't pay the bill until May. She used her credit card, buying herself some extra time to pay. You can do that now. All it took was a convenience fee and a toll-free call. It's fast, secure, and authorized by the IRS. And it's as easy as calling Official Payments Corporation at 1-800-2-PAY-TAX or visiting us online at officialpayments.com. Official Payments accepts Visa, American Express, and Discover payment cards.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune into KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live Saturdays 10 to noon.
Did you know that in addition to shopping, we believe in boating? Now we found a way to combine our passions.
Meet us at Posh, Denver's hippest home and gift boutique that carries Smart Women, the trendy line of home and office accessories.
Buy a Smart Women's voting kit and proceeds go to the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters. Register to vote and shop with us on July 31st.
We'll see you Saturday, July 31st, 10 to noon at Posh, located at 32nd and Lowell.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 3 points. The NASDAQ is off almost 13. Investors are taking some money off the table today as they continue to worry that corporate outlooks have not been as bright as hoped or that the economic recovery is slowing. That despite a better-than-expected report on sales of existing homes today, which hit a new record in June, 2.1%. The National Association of Realtors says that home sales are very healthy and are likely to stay quite strong, although some easing is expected in the second half of the year. The big buzz in the tech sector right now is all about Google's IPO price range for its shares, which is between $108 to $135 a piece. Wall Street is hoping the strong interest in Google will reignite some enthusiasm for the tech market as a whole. Meanwhile, many computer users couldn't get Google's search engine to work today, the company trying to figure out what's causing the sporadic outages. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Not only is AM 1150 KNRC the best talk radio station to comment on the upcoming elections, but we are making it easy for you to register to vote. Look for us on location and we'll sign you up to vote. The only Denver radio station that is truly making a difference.
I guess we both learned a little something about each other today, didn't we?
AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel with you. Join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1223 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock later in the broadcast. We're going to be joined by Bill Press. You know him from CNN and from MSNBC. His new book, Bush Must Go, the top 10 reasons why Dickie does not deserve a second term. Tomorrow, Sue Grafton is going to be joining us live in studio. In a couple of weeks, the author of The South Beach Diet is going to be joining us, and Molly Ivins will be joining us as well, live in studio. So we have a lot of things coming up for you. If you are a Stonewall Democrat, they have an AIDS walk that's going to happen on Sunday, August the 22nd. Stonewall Democrat is a gay democratic organization. Starts at 9 a.m. from Cheeseman Park. The walk is 5K, 3.1 miles. Come out and raise money for a good cause. Get some sun and hang out with friends. If you're already registered and would like to join the team, you can still do so. So this is Colorado. You can go to the website, and that's ColoradoAIDSProject.org. And we are team number 1181, says the press release. So this is the Colorado Stonewall Democratic team, and it's sponsored by Channel 4, it looks like, a couple of other radio stations, not ours, and Univision Colorado. And this is August 22nd, 9 a.m., Cheeseman Park. So that information. Here's the big controversy, and tonight, here's the rundown. Here's who's going to be speaking. 4 o'clock, Terry McAuliffe. Then there is going to be, let's see, Debbie Stabenow, from senator from my home state of Michigan. She'll be up there talking, all kinds of people. And then it's going to culminate in, Terry McAuliffe again, Bill Richardson, gavel to order, governor of New Mexico, permanent chair, Democratic National Convention. Al Gore, former vice president, of course. Barbara Mikulski. But I don't see where is, I know that, now this is for today, isn't it? This is Monday. This is the podium schedule. But for some reason I don't see, maybe I'm on the wrong page here, but I don't see that Bill Clinton is going to be talking, and we know he is. He's going to be talking, and he's going to be introduced by Hillary, and I don't see that on the schedule. So Jimmy Carter's going to be talking. Al Gore is going to be talking. Barbara Mikulski. Glenn Close, the actor, is going to be talking. She'll be speaking tonight. Oh, yes, here it is. Okay. The Honorable Hillary Rodham Clinton, and we'll be introducing the Honorable Bill Clinton. And the finale is, guess who? Patti LaBelle. I don't know what she's going to be doing, if she's singing or what she's going to be doing, but you're going to have Jimmy Carter tonight. You're going to have Al Gore tonight. You're going to have Bill and Hillary. And you got Bill Richardson. So I think that the networks have made a huge mistake by undercovering this in a hot, in a heated race. And also, I was told, though I never exactly saw the story directly, that they're not going to, that CBS is not going to air the Ron Reagan stem cell speech. I think that's a huge mistake, and I don't know why they're not doing it. Do they think it's not going to be interesting? The very fact that a Reagan is speaking at the Democratic convention is hugely interesting, and I think they should have done it. So whether they came to some kind of political pressure, I don't know. Also, one of the things that's being hotly debated at the convention is how far to criticize Dickey. How much Bush bashing should be done? Is that a huge turnoff to the swing states, to the undecided voter? That's the question. Now, I'm from the Let's Step on the Gas school of behavior, but that might not be the wisest course to follow. And so I'm curious to hear from you what you think about that. 303-382-1150. If you were running the convention, I think you've got to take that anger at Bush, and you really have got to harness it. You've got to say the positive things you're going to do. But I think you can't ignore all that anger. And the bashing, I object to the term Bush bashing. I think it's legitimate criticism of an incompetent and corrupt administration, an administration that has not protected us from terrorism. And if you think about it, when they start talking about a meltdown that might that could happen around the time of the election, they want to have it both ways. If the meltdown doesn't happen, then they kept us safer from the meltdown. And if the meltdown does happen, they're talking about no elections. They're going to cancel the election. You know, cancel your IRS bill, cancel your credit card bill. Cancel everything. Forget it. 303-382-1150. But if you were running the DNC, the convention, there is a lot of debate about how much criticism of Bush there should be, and I think there should be a balance. The best way is to take that criticism and harness it, to use it. But I also think you have to tell people why. And if you are a swing voter, if you haven't decided yet, I want to know what it's going to take to push you in one camp or the other. If you haven't decided, I think you've been among the nearly comatose. But if you have not yet decided, there are many moderate Republicans who cannot yet bring themselves to vote for Kerry. They know they're not going to vote for Bush. What will it take? 303-382-1150. Kerry, calling from Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to express a quick opinion about whether we should step on the gas at the convention with the Bush bashing or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, when I'm on the fence about a subject, when someone really appears a little more rational and less rabid, I tend to listen a little better. I'm like you. I mean, I would love just to really go to town on it, but I think we might get more of the swing vote with a more rational, less bashing way of approaching it.
So what's it going to take to bring a swing voter into the camp?
I think it's going to take just some really good, rational presentation of the facts and probably keep it pretty as objective, just as objective as you can.
But do you believe that just rationally presenting the facts is going to be enough?
Because I think there's enough of us that totally believe that he's got to go and that carries the way to go. But there seem to be just, I think that swing vote is critical. And I think we've just got to somehow grab them. And I don't think that being real rabid about it is gonna do it.
Okay, Carrie, I take your point. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150, CNN Gallup poll today. Who would likely voters support in three battleground states? In the state of Florida, 50% for Bush, 46% for Kerry. So statistically, with a 3 or 4% margin of error, you have got a dead heat. Missouri, you do have a dead heat. It's 47% for Bush, 47% for Kerry, 3% for Nader. In Florida, it's only 1% for Nader. And in Ohio, big swing state, 43% for Bush, 48% for Kerry, 5% for Nader, and in the Ohio numbers, there's a plus or minus of 5 percentage points. So pretty much a dead heat in all of these races. I heard Kerry say, 4 more years, you know how they say it for Bush, 4 more years. He said, what? 4 more years of what? 4 more years of no jobs? 4 more years of historic deficits? 4 more years of lives being lost in Iraq? When that didn't have to happen? 4 more years. So Bush and Kerry are about even in three key states. Now, I have not seen numbers for Colorado. I'd be very interested to see if anybody has seen them. I want to hear from you. 303-382-1150. The conservatives are trying to make capital out of Teresa Carey's telling the editorial writer for Conservative Rag she said, I did not say, he said that she said something, and she kept saying to him, I did not say such and such, I did not say such and such, and apparently he kept coming back at her with it, and so she finally said, I did not say such and such, and shove it, and walked away. So Hillary Clinton said, a lot of Americans are going to say, good for you, you go, girl, that's certainly how I feel about it. Her husband says that, I think my wife speaks her mind appropriately, Kerry told reporters today when asked about the exchange. He doesn't have a problem with his wife telling an insistent journalist to shove it. Well, good for him. She pays the bills anyhow. 303-382-1150. How should John Kerry talk about his values? What should he say in order to bring people into the tent? I think they need to step on the gas a little bit more. And you heard Joe Trippi talk about how as the campaign builds up more steam, everybody gets very conservative as to what they don't. Nobody wants to be the one who sinks the campaign, who gives the candidate bad advice. So, you know, the question is, should he step on the gas more than he's doing? I would certainly have a lot of fun in a witty way with the criticism of George Bush. I would like to see that happen. But I don't know. You know, if they pull in too much, then I think that's going to be a problem. Fox News is in Boston for the convention. Party members wonder if they're going to get a fair shake. And a lot of party members are criticizing people like Barney Frank because he goes on Fox News all the time. But I don't have a problem. You know, they occasionally call me. I think when they're desperate, after I call the president Dickie, we didn't hear from him for a while, but then they have called me back since. So maybe they're covering all their bases. But I think people who are liberal or progressive or not conservative should go on every single show and give the other side, just like I thought that Dickie should address the NAACP. Even if he didn't get one vote out of it, he should have been there. You should just always do it. 303-322-1150. Tom in Highlands Ranch, first time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to make a couple of comments about Teresa Hines Carey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I noticed her on the TV this morning, and two things. I hope the Democrats are standing up and taking notice that she is showing some passion. I'd like to see more of that from the Democrats.
Okay, that's a good point.
And I'd like the Republicans to stand up and take notice of her restraint. She didn't use the F-bomb like Cheney did.
Oh, Tom, that's such a good point. All right, I thank you very much for the call.
Thanks for taking it.
You're very welcome. That's a good point. He's saying that she didn't use the F-bomb like Cheney, and that was her restraint, and he likes seeing her passion. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
12:35, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy in 87 now. A hit-and-run suspect is still on the loose. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith for the KNRC Traffic Center.
We are moving along the freeway system in pretty good shape, according to the C.Maps. The folks at the Denver Center Triple Espresso has the information this time. A little bit of a problem southbound I-25 around 104th Avenue, that because of an injury accident. Also have an injury accident in the clearing stages at Highway 119 and I-25. Ask for a couple of ambulances in there, so that will cause you a little bit of a problem. Cause you a big problem around 48th and Colorado Boulevard trying to get around that overturned truck that's blocking traffic there. Sounds like police will be on the scene there for quite a while yet. What did those three guys do in 4 minutes that got them barred from Showbiz for Life? See Triple Espresso. It's a comedy for the whole family. Tickets at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police continue looking for the driver of a hit-and-run vehicle. A man died while a woman remains hospitalized in critical condition following a hit-and-run early yesterday morning at 19th and Pearl. The suspect vehicle may be a Ford, most likely has some front-end damage. Pieces of the car were recovered at the scene. This report brought to you by the network of 18 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. The arraignment for murder suspect Amber Torres has been delayed for a second time. That court date, which had been rescheduled for tomorrow, has now been pushed back to September 7th. She's accused of two counts of first-degree murder. Torres charged with fatally stabbing Colorado Free University founder John Hand in March and cab driver Masvin Gazagan in June. Boulder fire investigators are trying to figure out what started a pre-dawn apartment fire. Two units of the 9-unit building suffered structural damage. No one injured in that blaze at 765 Arapaho Avenue. During the John Elway Hall of Fame sale, buy a new or used vehicle for just $7 down. Come get a limited edition John Elway pin. Huge savings and bigger incentives at all John Elway showrooms, honest. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:37.
Did you get a look at her dress?
It's so beautiful.
The French lace and silk fit together so seamlessly.
Like the integrated steel panels of a Train XLI cooling system.
And it has such a pretty satin finish.
Just like the Train's polypropylene base pan.
Ever since she got that new air conditioner, she's had a one-track mind.
I'm starting to worry about her.
Must be some air conditioner. The Train XLI. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us at www.train.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies this afternoon, maybe some late afternoon thunderstorms, partly cloudy, some thunderstorms possible this evening, mid to upper 50s for tonight's low, partly cloudy tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy later during the day, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow as well. Tomorrow's high in the 80s, partly cloudy, 87 now, KNRC News Time is 12:38. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Remember that little promise you made to yourself to get away from the city and enjoy colorful Colorado this summer? The ski train to Winter Park is your ticket to get away without the hassle of driving. There's no better route to go. Just call 303-296-4754, then drive downtown to Union Station one Saturday now through August 28th, and you're on your way.
All aboard!
You'll enjoy the mountains and Winter Park's recreational opportunities and be back in time for dinner. Enjoy gorgeous views as you're lulled by the motion of the train. Seniors, large groups, and families enjoy the ski train traveling through scenic wonders of the Flatirons and South Boulder Canyon. You'll encounter rugged alpine wilderness and vistas far from the beaten path. You'll be dropped off directly at the base of the Winter Park Resort, a short walk from all the summer activities, often closer than you can park. Bicycles are welcome, so don't delay. Make your reservations today. Call 303-296-4754 or go to skitrain.com.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Yeah, I want to make a couple of comments about Teresa Hines Carey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I noticed her on the TV this morning, and two things. I hope the Democrats are standing up and taking notice that she is showing some passion. I'd like to see more of that from the Democrats.
Okay, that's a good point.
And I'd like the Republicans to stand up and take notice of her restraint. She didn't use the F-bomb like Cheney did.
Oh, Tom, that's such a good point.
Only one Denver talk radio station offers you a chance to register to vote at our live events.
United States of America, the connected and the elected.
Look for us on location and register.
The American people will be deciding this election.
Making a difference in your life. AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1241 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. There is one line available, 303-382-1150. Let's head over to the phones. Mick, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon, Enid. I just wanted to weigh in briefly here on two things. You were asking if anyone had heard about what numbers for Colorado.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. What have you heard?
Well, about the closest thing I can say in comparison, the numbers in Florida have been about 50 to 47 in favor of Bush. It's approximately the same, about 51-48, thereabouts.
In Colorado, 51 being in favor of Bush?
Bush, yeah. So there's a slight edge that Bush has here. But, of course, you know, with the plus or minus 4%, it's, you know, it's a dead heat,
right?
Pretty much, and I think we're seeing that across the nation, more or less. But I'd like to see Mr. Carey, in particular, is that from here on out in the convention, straight on out to November, as transparent, as upfront, as accessible as possible to the electorate, and all. That's what he really needs to do. To cement an image. I'm getting sick and tired of people like, you know, well, he's so dry. A lot of great books of literature had very bad covers when they were first published. And I think we should stop thinking about that and becoming proactive, be part of the process, and not judge people by, you know, the hair and everything.
Well, I think I agree with you, and I like what Bill Maher said. Whether he's cool in his personality or whether he's warm and charismatic is really beside the point. The question is, can he do the job, and do we feel secure with him?
Yeah.
I think he can do the job. He's done a great deal more with his life than Dickey has, and he wasn't a drunk and drug user until he was 40 years old.
Ian, very quickly, Jews for Jesus?
Yeah.
Probably one of the most, I think, hypocritical organizations. I'm sorry, but the way they go about things are very much some years ago Mormons baptizing dead Jews in cemeteries in Salt Lake. I think it's despicable. Leave people's religions out of it. Leave them alone. You know, let people find their way to God. If you're a religion that converts, fine. But if, you know, please don't go out for people that don't want to be proselytized to like Jews. I happen to be a Jew, so wanted to weigh in on that.
All right, Mick, I thank you very much for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate the information. 303-382-1150. Carrie on a cell, first time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hi, Edie.
Hi, Carrie. It's Enid, E-N-I-D.
Well, this is what I due to the last caller, he's the only one that I've heard talk about anything besides the Bush bashing. And like I said, I am a first-time caller, first-time listener. In fact, I turned your station on this morning, and the DJ that was on this morning basically said that.
Hello.
Besides Bush bashing.
Wait, we lost you. You dropped out. So start the sentence. The DJ you heard this morning?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He basically said that tonight's going to be, you know, they won't have anything to talk about after 20 minutes worth of the promo, so why should the news cover it? And, you know, apparently all the callers that have called in today so far, that's all they really have to say is something bad about Bush and or the Republicans. I truly believe that we're all focused on the same purpose in so many ways. There's so many things that we are parallel on. And I think that if we all can work together and get the right person into office.
Who are you going to vote for? Carrie, are you registered?
I'm all about Bush, okay? And I'll tell you something. My husband is in Afghanistan right now.
Yeah.
He's been over there since October, and he'll be coming home this October.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been so many good things happening, and I wish that people would focus on the positive. And so if I can say to all those callers that are out there today, let's talk about something else about the negativity, because negativity reinforces
negativity. All
right, negativity.
So tell me what, if you don't want to talk about negativity, and let me ask you, how did you find my show?
I just, you know what, I don't know how I found your show, because typically I listen to 850.
Oh.
And you know, you kind of stood out. And I was listening. Then you started talking about the Bush bashing. And I thought, I want to listen to this for a couple minutes and see how long it takes before they start Bush bashing. And he was exactly right.
Who is exactly right?
The guy that was on this morning at 8 a.m.
Well, see, he spends most of his show talking about me because he usually doesn't have any topics to really talk about. So, Carrie, let me ask you the question. Since you're going to vote for Bush, I want to ask you, what is it that you think, since we don't want to bash him, you don't want to bash him right now, what has he done that's been so great?
Well, I would say, number one, what Bush has done is that he took the initiative. And what I'm going to say about that is that I truly believe with all my heart, if I would have been in the same position he was in after 9/11 and taking a look at the information that he had in his hands.
I'm asking you, Carrie, we don't have a whole lot of time.
Okay,
so
okay.
Tell me, give me a checklist. What did he do that has been so successful and really wonderful?
I believe that when he went into Iraq, he may have been looking for weapons of mass destruction, but in turn, he has freed the people and he's creating a better place for them to live.
Wait a minute. There's a 90% unemployment in Iraq. There's a lot of insurgency. There is no plan for the occupation, and we are approaching 1,000 of our own military dead. And right now, the Iraqi occupation is serving as a recruiting poster for every jihadist in the world to come to Iraq and do in Americans. So is that a really good thing? You think that Bush has accomplished?
Have you seen anything that he's done in Afghanistan?
All right.
We were talking.
We were talking about Iraq. So I'm asking you, was that really a good thing that he did in Iraq?
Ask me. What has he done?
Wait. We're talking. You mentioned Iraq, that he did so well in Iraq, and I'm telling you, we have an occupation that there was no plan for. We have our first responders over there who are not available to us if there were ever a meltdown here in this country. They are stretched thin. We have 900 plus who are dead of our military, and many more maimed and wounded. You have a huge insurgency going on because we never thought about taking away the caches of weapons when we came through Iraq. And we're running, and this is costing billions and billions and billions of dollars, so that we don't have the resources to actually go after Iran, which actually had something to do with 9/11. Iraq did not. So tell me again why he's done such a great job in Iraq, because you were the one who brought up Iraq.
Absolutely. The hospital system is being put into place.
How about the fact that they don't have any no electricity going on. The hospital system, all of their, they're even raw sewage in the streets. Everything is worse now than it was under Saddam Hussein.
You're getting bad information.
No, I'm not, darling. I read the newspapers, which I think is more.
And you're saying that they always speak the truth?
Wait. Because it doesn't. Because it does not agree with your information. The newspapers are wrong. The New York Times is wrong. The Washington Post is wrong. CNN is wrong. ABC, CBS, NBC, they're all wrong. Carrie, what do you read, actually, if anything?
Pardon me?
What do you read, if anything? Where are you getting your information?
I get it directly from my husband. Who was in Afghanistan? Who's 20 years Army?
You don't read the newspaper. You're telling me your husband's in Afghanistan. So how does he know what's going on in Iraq? And when I challenge you on the facts, you tell me that all the newspapers are wrong. So how can we actually have a conversation?
You know, you're pretty good at turning things around. You work really, really well with
Carrie. No. I'm asking you. Don't attack me. Don't attack me, Carrie. Let's talk about the facts. You're the one who told me everything is going really, really well in Iraq. And I'm saying all the reasons we went in were bogus. No weapons of mass destruction. No connection with Al-Qaeda or 9/11. And now that we're there, you know, it's a mess. And when I ask you to take these points one by one, you don't. And it looks to me like you've actually hung up because you can't make the case. So that means that there's one line open. Somebody grab it. And you tell me what's a good way to talk to somebody who comes armed with no facts and a lot of accusations and only lives by what her husband tells her. 303-382-1150. Tim, calling from Lakewood. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, before you belittled that caller, you made a statement about that John Kerry has accomplished so much more than George Bush. And
in his life, yes.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, I want an explanation. I mean, what I see, sure, he did Vietnam and he fought against the war. But since that point, since his service in the Senate, which he sponsored or co-sponsored three bills in 20 years, what has he accomplished? You mean the money? He married into money, then divorced out of a marriage into money, to marry into money again, a lady who married into money. Now, tell me what the accomplishment is.
I'm going to tell you what he's accomplished. He went off to fight when George Dickey signed up for the National Guard and then didn't show up for a lot of that service. He fought honorably and he fought heroically and he won a lot of medals as a result. He won three Purple Hearts and I think a Bronze Star or Silver Star. Tim, you asked me a question. And I am trying to answer the question. So here it is. He fought honorably. He won a lot of medals. He came out of the war. He went to law school. He became a prosecutor. He threw a lot of bad guys into jail. He didn't have a drug problem until he was 40 years old and stuffing everything that would fit up his nose. He didn't rely on his daddy's connections for stuff. He managed to have a life. He ran for Congress, I believe, somewhere early on, and he lost. And then he ran for Senate somewhere later on, and he won. And I think he's done a lot of good stuff with his life. And Dickey, what did Dickey do? Dickey was a drunken loaded till he was 40 years old and avoided the National Guard service that got him out of the Vietnam War. How can you make a comparison, Tim?
You didn't say what his accomplishments are.
I just told you what the accomplishments were. What are Dickey's accomplishments?
And
he went to law school. What did Dickey do? He was drunk and a cocaine user by all accounts, and he's never denied him till he was 40 years old.
With Kerry's accomplishment. Why do you change
I told you of the two, you asked me the question. Of the two, who has done more? Who has done more with his life? And of the two, who has done more with his life is John Kerry. He's really been a man of much more accomplishment, much more intelligence. He's really done more. He fought honorably. He became a prosecutor, went to law school, became a prosecutor, eventually became a senator. He's done far more. He didn't send a lot of people over to fight a bogus war. People are dying left and right on a whole tissue of lies like Dickey has he?
How did he earn his money?
I'm asking you the question, Tim. I'm asking you the question. Of the two people, who has done more with their life? To me, the answer is very clear, and it's John Kerry. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Buying a used car? A Carfax Vehicle History Report could save you thousands. Ask your dealer for a Carfax Vehicle History Report now with the buyback guarantee. Or visit carfax.com for details.
Where can you listen to great music, enjoy a picnic dinner, spend time with your family, and enjoy an inexpensive evening out? The Hudson Gardens and Event Center. AM 1150 KNRC is proud to sponsor the Gigs in the Gardens this summer. So if you haven't gone, make plans. This weekend is a very special event. August 1st, the Nacho Men. These guys rock and roll the night away, so prepare to dance, sing, and party. Pick up the phone and order your tickets today by calling 303-797-8565, extension 320. Adults are $7.50 and kids are just $2. You can also order online at hudsongardens.org. The Hudson Gardens and Event Center will open at 5:30 and the concert begins at 6:30. Plan to come early, bring a picnic dinner, a soft blanket, and enjoy an evening of great music by the Nacho Men. If you don't have time to pack a meal, there's a great concession stand. Beer and wine are also available. Join KNRC this Sunday, August 1st, for the Nacho Men, only at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center, sponsored in part by Westward.
Do you own a home? Now you can refinance and cut your mortgage payments up to 45% with Quicken Loans. Just call 800-394-4611. With Quicken Loans' exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan, you can refinance and cut your mortgage payments up to 45%. You could pay thousands less this year. Call 800-394-4611. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. Restrictions may apply. Call Quicken Loans now. 800-394-4611.
Don't sell or trade your car. Donate it to Heritage for the Blind for a tax deduction. Call 1-800-2-DONATE. Remember, that's 1-800-2-DONATE.
Stay with KNRC right after Style Matters from noon to 2 this Saturday for a brand new show called Food Talk with Jim Conder. Jim will host a 2-hour romp in the field of great food and drink. Interesting guests, delectables, food news, specialty foods, interesting food, food history, recipes, cuisines, cooking tips, and of course, restaurants. Food Talk with Jim Conder, KNRC's new food and restaurant forum. Saturdays noon to 2 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Holy cow, what a beautiful day for these Talk All-Stars.
Batting first, mornings, it's Jimmy Lakey.
Way to start the game.
Next in middays, Enid Goldstein gives Rush a run for his money. And a lot of money that is.
What a power hitter.
Batting third is Doug Kellett.
He's been strong all season.
And batting fourth is Michael Reagan. The All-Stars of Denver Talk Radio is on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's a hit!
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1257 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Later in the broadcast, Bill Press will be joining us. We're talking about people calling in and saying that that of the two, somehow Bush is more accomplished than Kerry. Can you believe that? Is there an argument for that? 303-382-1150. Jeff in Brighton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. You know, it seems to me most of those people calling should be asking you in a restaurant setting, do you want over easy or well done, you know? Because, I mean, it's obvious that Bush can't ask. He can't ask the question that Reagan asked a while back. You know, are you better off? We're not better off. We haven't done anything. The economy's in shambles. I don't know what these people think, but I don't know what kind of.
I don't think they are thinking. I think you had a plant in that woman Carrie. Actually, I don't think she's who she says she is. Listening to getting all of her information from her husband in Afghanistan. I mean, people call up with these preposterous things, and then if you ask them to defend it, they can't defend it.
Hey, totally. You know, this weekend I was listening to your colleague, Darren Colton, and he was talking about that movie 9/11 Fahrenheit. And all I said was, you know, if there was one aspect of that was true, just one, you know, out of all the things he said that wasn't true, if there was one thing that was true, we're in deep trouble. But, you know, right away he started rattling off all these.
Has Darren even seen 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11?
I'm not sure he has.
A lot of these conservative commentators are dissing the film, and they have never even seen it. Jeff, you're going to have to call us back because I'm having a hard time hearing you on this cell phone.
Okay.
And I thank you for the call. Yeah, 303-382-1150, Ken, in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing?
Doing well, Ken. We just have about a minute left.
Well, I love you, Enid. But I did see Governor Owens on television just a few minutes ago. He's the opposition to the Democrats in Massachusetts right now. But I wanted to comment that it's an extraordinarily good pick because right here in Colorado, Governor Owens, when we made an amendment to the Constitution allowing medical marijuana, he stood up and said that he would put every patient and every doctor in prison. He would refuse to obey the law.
Did he say that he would do that?
June 1st, 2001, right on the Capitol step, and Ken Salazar was standing right there by his side.
Oh, no. Send that man a joint. Ken,
Ken,
I thank you for the call. We're out of time in this hour. Governor Owens. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll have more to say about him. Two more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Democratic Party officials said they want their convention to highlight what John Kerry can do for the country, not slam President Bush. NBC's Andrea Mitchell says that policy has prompted some last-minute revisions.
Last night, Al Gore's speech was basically torn up, according to two sources, and is now being rewritten, presumably to fit more closely with the party line.
Also speaking at the Boston convention tonight, Bill and Hillary Rodham Clinton. President Bush is at his Texas ranch reviewing the findings of the 9/11 Commission. The European Union is asking the U.S. to consider imposing sanctions on Sudan's government if it doesn't do more to end militia violence that's killed an estimated 30,000 people. More than a million people have fled their homes. Analysts say Americans are moving fast to buy new houses before mortgage rates climb higher. Sales of existing homes jumped more than 2% to a new record last month. One expert says the housing market still has strong momentum. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Do you own a home? Now you can refinance and cut your mortgage payments up to 45% with Quicken Loans. Just call 800-394-4611. With Quicken Loans' exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan, you can refinance and cut your mortgage payments up to 45%. You could pay thousands less this year. Call 800-394-4611. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. Restrictions may apply. Call Quicken Loans now. 800-394-4611.
Caesar, begin dragon-style kata! Raise paws, tiger strike!
Ow!
Again!
Ow!
Kokuzo! Heart pumping? Hey! Lift high in the quarter, roundhouse kick!
Cats don't have cardio kickboxing. That's why they have Iams, with seven essential nutrients for a strong, healthy heart.
It's the fluffy son, Coco-san, fight!
Nourish every heartbeat, love every bite. Iams, good for life.
Break it up!
Winner of eight Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 87 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police continue their investigation into a fatal hit and run. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still some problems at southbound I-25 approaching 104th Avenue. That because of an earlier injury accident. GM Summer Drive has the information this time. Rest of the freeway system still very, very quiet at this hour. Highway 119 and I-25, two ambulances on the scene there of an injury accident. Also an overturned truck causing a lot of problems, 48th and Colorado Boulevard. GM Summer Drive is back. Right now get up to $5,000 cash back on 2004 GM cars and trucks. Take delivery by August 31st. See your dealer or GM.com for details. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are looking for the driver involved in a fatal hit-and-run accident early yesterday morning. Denver Police Detective Teresa Garcia describes the vehicle they're looking for.
It's either a black or a dark-colored compact vehicle, and that it could possibly be, the make could be a Ford. And that we determined from pieces left at the scene from the vehicle.
One man died at the scene while a woman who was hit remains hospitalized in critical condition. This report brought to you by Subway. Amber Torres will have to wait until September 7th for her arraignment. She's accused of two counts of first-degree murder. She's charged with fatally stabbing the founder of Colorado Free University and a Denver cab driver. Court-martial proceedings could be on the way for four Fort Carson soldiers in connection with the drowning death of an Iraqi detainee. Three of them face an Article 32 hearing on Wednesday morning, while a hearing for the fourth has yet to be scheduled. In sports, Sean Estes climbs the hill at Coors Field tonight as the Colorado Rockies start a four-game series against the L.A. Dodgers. Over the weekend, the Rocks swept the Diamondbacks. Now, for a limited time at participating Subway restaurants, get three of your favorite footlong subs for only $11.99. That's right, three footlong subs for only $11.99 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
A key turns the ignition. A spark ignites the fuel. An accelerator encourages the engine. And it is information that drives Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett again with my good friend Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. Willis, as you probably know by now, is a certified financial planner. Willis, I thought today we would talk about deferred annuities. What are those all about?
Doug, in these times, people are really looking for safe investments. And when appropriate, we use fixed annuities. They provide a really safe place to grow your money, and they're tax deferred. One of the annuities we use is currently paying 5.45% and is guaranteed for 12 months. There is a minimum investment of $50,000.
So this would be a good place to put money that you absolutely don't want to lose, right?
Yes. There are other types of annuities as well. There is variable and equity indexed. And depending on your situation, one of those may be more appropriate for your safe money. If you think this might be an option you want to look into, give me a call at the office and we can sit down and explain the benefits.
Thanks, Willis. Willis Ashby is a certified financial planner with Integra Financial. Give him a call and see if it works for you. His number is 303-220-5525. 303-220-5525. Integra Financial has been helping customers make good financial decisions since 1989.
I'm Mike Edwards with the KNRC forecast. From the Weather Channel, looking at a chance for showers or thunderstorms with highs from 83 to 85 degrees and lows in the mid to upper 50s overnight tonight. It'll remain at least partly cloudy as we head into Tuesday with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm under variable clouds and sunshine. Tuesday night into Wednesday will be partly cloudy with highs Wednesday also in the 80s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Edwards on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 87 degrees. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Later in the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Bill Press. You know him from CNN and MSNBC. Has a new book, Bush Must Go, the top 10 reasons why George Bush does not deserve a second term. And Bill Press will be coming to us from Boston, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention. It gets underway tonight. Speeches by Al Gore, Jimmy Carter, and finally, culminating, Bill Clinton. He will be introduced by his wife, Hillary. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Sue Grafton, the mystery award-winning mystery writer. She's done this alphabet series of mysteries. They're really lots of fun to read, and her main character is Kinsey Milhone, and her new book is R is for Ricochet. And later, we'll be joined by the author of The South Beach Diet, and later in August, Molly Ivins will be joining us. She's written Bushwhacked, Life in George W. Bush's America. And Who Lets the Dogs In? Is Who Lets the Dogs In a separate book? I think it is. I think they're two different books. A book of essays. So she's got two books out at the same time. We're talking about to what extent the negatives of Bush, and they are considerable, should be discussed, or should we be talking more about the positives at the Democratic Convention? We've had a number of phone calls from conservatives today who are saying that Bush has done more with his life than Kerry, although I can't understand why, and who have said things like, Kerry has only sponsored three or four bills the whole time he's been in the Senate. I have all kinds of information saying that he's sponsored many, 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 many bills in his term in the Senate. So why do people not want to see that Bush is as incompetent as he is? 303-382 1150. Let me give you, here's one from an email from Greg. It's interesting the Bush supporters don't want us to talk about anything that's Bush bashing, but I hear tons of Kerry bashing from conservative talk radio. 303-382-1150. Doug sends me a whole bunch of bills that have been supported by John Kerry, a dozen in one session of Congress alone. 57 bills sponsored by John Kerry in the U.S. Senate. For that information, here's Eric saying to conclude, imagine yourself an Iraqi. You've suffered terribly under a ruthless dictator. The Americans invade your country under false pretenses. They promise democracy but don't organize elections. They appoint exiles to rule you. Exiles who spend most of the time out of the country and the rest in a few highly protected areas. And by the way, who take the money that's meant for you and spend it on their own issues. The occupiers break into your homes in the middle of the night and arrest your men who then disappear with no accountability. They shoot Iraqis at roadblocks and from convoys. They declare war on the second most popular man in the country, announcing his death in advance. They open the economy to U.S. corporations and give them sweetheart contracts and ignoring local business. Then they write hundreds of laws and establish commissions, limiting any future government. They build permanent military bases on your soil. Then they turn your country over to a former associate of Saddam Hussein, also a former CIA agent, known for his ruthless brutality. Imagine that was your country. What would you do? And also that the electricity is on for very short periods of time, too, less than what happened under Saddam Hussein. Iraq did have a middle class prior to the invasion and so on. 303-382-1150. How come conservatives don't want to see this? And why do they get so bent out of shape? Mark in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I just want to say a few things. You know, number one, I want to thank you so much for standing up for, you know, for the other half, or I believe we're a lot more than half. But anyway, for standing up to these conservatives, and I believe these two callers that called you, you know, they don't listen to the facts. They don't want to know the facts. They stick their head in the sand, and they want to believe pie-in-the-sky sort of stuff for whatever reason. But I'd just like to say thank you. You're one of the few liberals around, and I'm from the Midwest, and, I mean, it's all conservative back there. So you're a breath of fresh air.
Well, thanks very much, Mark. I really appreciate it. Tell your friends, will you?
Oh, we will. And we'll continue to get people signed up to vote, too. That's how we beat them.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I want to say something else. I think the conservatives are bent out of shape because my program is the most popular local program on the station, more popular than the morning show and the afternoon drive show combined, I think. And sometimes even more popular than Bill O'Reilly, and he's a syndicated show. So he and I are pretty much tied neck and neck. And so I don't know. I think people get bent out of shape about that. 303-38. They don't want to know that it's true. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. So here we have Fox News in Boston. Are they going to cover it very honestly? We have had Teresa Carey, so it's a big staple of conservative talk radio, that she told a reporter from a right-wing a paper that's funded by Richard Mellon Scaife. She told him to shove it when he continued to misquote her, and he wouldn't listen to what she had to say, so she said shove it. Is that as bad as Dick Cheney unloading an F-bomb on the Senate floor? Network anchors holding fast to their dwindling 15 minutes. Peter Jennings explaining how he and Tom Brokaw have different philosophies about the political conventions has said. Perhaps for Tom it's as much a social occasion as it is for some of the delegates. I think of it more as a target of opportunity. Brokaw, in turn, ridiculed Jennings' plan to cover the convention on the Internet and on digital TV. If I were Peter, I'd be frustrated. He said they can talk all they want about the two-person digital channel or whatever it is. I'm not sure they even understand it. They will have eight people exposed to what he's doing gavel to gavel. While he clearly relished the sniping, Dan Blather from CBS News dared not join in, saying, I'm not going to touch that one, with a 15-foot pole, 5-foot pole. That would be Roman Polanski. He's really short. He's a 5-foot pole nobody would touch anybody with. Anyway, so here's the story. The networks are giving very short shrift to one of the hottest political races in anybody's lifetime, a race that is immensely polarized. And you heard the hatred emanating from the few conservatives who had the courage to call my program. But I invite conservatives everywhere to call in, 303-382-1150. We will give you a hearing. We'll cuff you around a little bit, but you will have a hearing. It's a free phone call. You'll be able to talk to more people than you'll meet in the whole rest of your life. You might even affect the dialogue, though if you're conservative, I hope not much. 303-382-1150. Pat, on a cell, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Pat.
Enid, I'm calling just to thank you. I just heard the other caller call in from the East Coast, and I've been in Denver since 1968, and I've been listening to you for, I think, since you went on the radio, and I appreciate all your viewpoints, and hopefully we'll win this election.
I hope we will. Are you doing, Pat, are you doing anything to help us? Because Colorado, it is so important in Colorado.
Right.
And we are a swing state. I mean, we are a major battleground, and people have said, distinguished people who know, have said if Kerry can take Colorado, he's going to take the presidency.
Well, and actually we are. Our whole family is involved. My son's a delegate, a Democratic delegate, and he's actively involved, and our whole family is watching every day to see what we can do to help out. So.
Oh, great, Pat. Are you involved, too?
Well, yes, we're involved by donating, so.
Okay.
That's where we put our money
in our mouth. Pat, I really thank you for the call. Your cell is fading. Thanks very much. 303-382-1150. Stephen calling from Wheat Ridge. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hello.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi. First and foremost, as an independent who's over 60 years old, I'm just amazed that I found your program just scanning the dial, that you just go both ways, and like these other shows, they just don't want no opposing views, and I'm very flattered by the fact that you stand up and thing. And I've gone both ways in my voting cycle over the years, and I'm very disappointed that the man I voted for last time out has not shown me much, and this time I'm going to go the other way, and I hope that John Kerry could just get us back on track.
I want to say something. There is a great and honorable tradition in American political life, and that tradition is vote the rascals out. So if they haven't done the right thing, get a new set of, some new faces in there. I don't think that Kerry, if he's not perfect, he's not going to be as bad as Bush, and we can fine tune from there, but I think we'll be on a better footing with Kerry.
I believe that, and I'm going that direction this time. I did want to make a mention about our lame duck governor. I know he was in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and now he's over in Boston, and he's become the voice of the Republican Party, and I'm just trying to wonder why.
You mean maybe for the family values issue and how sturdy his marriage is, do you think?
Well, I feel bad about that. Don't get the wrong idea. Any time that I see a go down the tubes. I'm not in a position to, as a retired military person, I kept a wife for 17 years before the military, and I probably finally got to her. But, you know, I don't judge that way at all. But what really surprises me is that I just can't believe that him, along with the both Democrats and Republicans, and what they've done in Colorado over the last 15, 20 years, while I'm sitting in traffic for hours, not getting hugs from my children and my grandchildren, with a tongue in cheek, my neighbor's wife. This is just so unbelievable what's happened in Colorado, that the Republican people have asked him to be somewhat of a spokesman to go in the opposite direction. He should be here taking care of his state for his last 3.5 years.
No. You got that wrong. Owens is interested in taking care of himself, and that's why he's in Boston. He's not so interested in taking care of his family right now, I think, and certainly not so interested in taking care of the rest of us. Stephen, I really thank you for the call, and I hope you have lots of company. I hope there are a lot of people who voted who have come to their senses and are not going to vote for Dickey in the next election.
Well, you're a breath of fresh air, and I will be listening.
Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate it. And those of you who like me like the show, tell your friends, because that's really how we will survive in a conservative environment. 303-382-1150. Ray in Jefferson County, first time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Yes, hello, Enid.
Hi, Ray.
I've been listening to your program now for about 3 weeks, and like mm-hmm. I said, it is a breath of fresh air.
How did you find us?
Just going through the dial and so forth. Like I said, every I like talk radio, and I just happened to be going through the dial, and I come across you, and I thought, my goodness, first time I've heard a Democratic slant on things, because, like I said, this is a very conservative state. And basically what I wanted to say was, I'm a conservative, but I'm a conservative Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I will vote for Kerry. I think I'm a humanitarian. I believe in national health and welfare. I believe that our senior citizens should get a break in this particular world that we live in. And I did see Fahrenheit 9/11, and I do realize that that's a slant, you know, towards the Democratic side. But I would think that probably 90% of it is probably very true. I know how corrupt corporate America can be. And I've always been a registered Democrat, but I'm not a liberal Democrat. I'm a conservative Democrat. But believe
what
you
is
me,
it, what does a conservative Democrat mean?
Well, I don't know. There's things. It seems like sometimes a Democratic Party, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, but some of the, we also, what's the word? We attract some of the radical people, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. So are you more conservative on, say, social or economic issues? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's hard for me to say. I mean, I believe as far as when it comes to abortion and stuff, I do believe in the right of the pro-choice. I do believe that and so forth. But, I mean, I don't know. I see a lot of different people. I'm 60 years old, so I've been through the Vietnam crisis and seen, you know, quite a bit and seen free love and stuff like that. And I would say,
all right, so that you're calling yourself then a conservative Democrat and you're going to go for Kerry in this election. And I'm delighted. And I like what you said about health care and giving seniors a break. I agree with all of that.
Oh,
and I thank you, Ray. We're going to have to cut it short because we have tons of callers on the line.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your program.
And I hope you'll call us again. Thanks very much for doing it. 303-382-1150. That opens up one line. The lines are full. Mary in Lakewood. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Well, just a quick comment. I'm sure you already know this, but C-SPAN covers the conventions gavel to gavel with no comment.
Okay.
It's kind of nice. I mean, you can see everything. You don't have any commentary or any interviews. They're just on the podium, and you can just hear all the speeches.
And so, and you're also, I think, Jim Lehrer. So PBS is going to cover it too, because I think he's there's a whole team that he's assembled.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know whether it may not be gavel to gavel. Maybe it's the evening events, but you should be check that out as well.
Yeah.
And see.
And just one speech I'm really looking forward to, and I can't remember where he's from, but it's Osama. I don't know if you've.
Obama, Illinois, the state of Illinois,
yeah,
the Senate candidate.
I think he's going to be, I don't know if he's doing the keynote address or whatever, but from what I've heard about him, he just seems awesome.
Well, that's what everybody said, so it'll be interesting to hear him. Mary,
yeah.
I thank you for the info. 303-382-1150. Paul, on a cell, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Welcome.
Hi. Well, you know, I migrated to the United States from outside, and when I first arrived in this country, I didn't know what the political affiliation was. But, you know, over the years, I realized that, you know, the conservatives and especially the extreme right wing, they have it so wrong about the outside world. It's amazing.
Where are you from, Paul?
Well, I was from Malaysia.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, coming from a Muslim country, I realized that one of the things that we have done in recent years really make those people give a good reason to hate us when in the past people used to admire the United States. You know, even my Muslim friends in Malaysia used to admire the United States for being a country that represented liberty and freedom. And, you know, today, none of those people think the same way anymore. And, you know, when I listen to the conservatives on how we need to suck it to them and, you know, at promoting American interests, we're done more to destroy America.
You know, Paul, I'm so sorry. Your cell is breaking up and I can't hear the rest of it, but I think I have an idea of what you were saying. I thank you for the call. Call us again. 303-382-1150. He's saying that I think what he was saying is that people who used countries that used to look up to us no longer do so. And we have squandered an immense amount of goodwill and we have made ourselves more vulnerable. The 9/11 Commission says we're a little safer, but we're not safe. 303-382-1150. And that this administration, if you look at what they could have done so much more for us than they have. They have made us more vulnerable in the service of their own cracked ideology. Evelyn in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Evelyn.
My name is Evelyn, and I love your show. I talked to you once before about giving lottery tickets for voting.
Yeah, I like that idea. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I want to tell you, I'll be 78 just about a month. And I'm voting for Kerry. I'm disgusted with Bush. But I was going to try to call people's attention to read the Denver Post. It's page 11A on Kerry's stances on the issues. Now, on some of them, I was just a little bit, I wasn't quite sure what he was going to do or thinking of doing. And this really spells it out very well. And I'm for every single one of them. And I hope that people will read it.
Okay, so it's today's?
It's Sunday, 11A page. And
it's the Sunday Denver Post?
Yes.
Okay.
11A. And it just covers everything, immigration, Medicare, taxes, trade, homeland security, energy, abortion, you know, everything.
All right.
And it really spells it out, so please do look.
All right. Thank you, Evelyn, for alerting us to that. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the lottery ticket. I think it's a great idea.
I do, too. I like to win.
Thanks very much.
All right.
I think you have a better chance of meeting up with a terrorist than you do of either winning the lottery or getting married after the age of 35, if you're a woman. Karen in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
First-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Thank you. I just wanted to call to say, you know, I don't really want to be a Bush basher, but I do think people should know what he's done besides the war and the economy, which are both important. But he's also cut $34 million of funding to the United Nations Population Fund, which is an international source of funding for health and reproductive programs in all countries. So he got into office and did that so fast, and I just don't know that people even know that he did it or that the American public supported it.
I think that's really a good thing to bring up, because everything he has done has been so anti-woman and anti-child. You know, he gives these No Child Left Behind, these great, you know, just like clean air, clean skies, and then they dirty it up because they don't require certain clean air kinds of measures that the Clinton administration and other administrations have put in place. So he's dismantled everything. If you wanted a cleaner environment, he's not the right guy. If you wanted more rights for women and children, this is not the right guy.
Well, and why we would cut funding to other countries for birth control and family planning?
Because he's got a bunch of right-wingers.
Nobody knows that they did. I mean, who would support that? Nobody knows that he did that.
He's got a lot of right-wingers that he's trying to pander to in his base.
Why would they support that? I don't understand.
They don't want birth control. They don't want abortion. They don't even want the information going out.
So that says that they could have, with the money that we would have sent them, they could have prevented 800,000 abortions. So.
Well, I can't speak for.
You
know, it doesn't make sense to anybody.
But anyway, I think people should know that he did that.
Karen, I thank you very much. Are you doing anything to help organize people in this election?
Not in this election, very much. I'm working on this particular issue. There's a website called 34millionfriends.org, and there's a lawyer from Santa Fe, I think, or maybe Taos. She's organized it. When she heard that he did that, she just decided she's going to go around the government, and so she's collecting money to begin refunding that United Nations Population Fund. So you can, by clicking on that site, you can read all about it, and you can donate money. She's trying to collect $34 million without Bush.
Well, I think I've kind of heard about her, and I'm glad you're involved in it, but I hope you'll try to get people to vote for Kerry, because unless that happens, I think more damage will be done to women and children around the world in the next 4 years, because they won't have an election to contend with.
Right.
And that means they'll really go wild. They'll really have a political wilding, is what I think. Karen, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150, KNRC.
I'm having dreams again. Dreams I haven't had since I was a child. Great big dreams with glorious adventures and stunning achievements. In my dreams are all the people who have ever loved me, reminding me that I can achieve anything. I'm having dreams again, and the hero of my dreams is me.
The Women's College at the University of Denver gives working women like you the opportunity to reinvent your career and follow your dreams. You can earn a full DU degree by taking classes every other weekend from DU professors at our new state-of-the-art Chambers Center. Call 303-871-6848 to fulfill your dreams in a true university setting, or visit womenscollege.du.edu.
Don't wait another day to reinvent your career. Download an application at womenscollege.du.edu.
AM 1150 KNRC is proud to sponsor the 2004 Denver Botanic Gardens Concert Series. Please keep in mind when coming to a show at the Botanic Gardens that you may bring a picnic dinner and beverages. Chairs and blankets are permitted. Denver Botanic Gardens is a non-smoking facility. Parking is available at the gardens and in the Cheeseman Park where posted. Also, shuttle buses run from the National Jewish Medical Center lot at 14th and Jackson. For more information, visit knrcradio.com.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mostly lower again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which opened higher, up about 50 points, is now down 21 at 99.40, while the NASDAQ is losing 15, almost 16 points at 18.33. At least one analyst says investors apparently believe the economy and corporate earnings will be weaker than hoped in the second half of the year. But the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors says the housing market has tremendous momentum. His comments come as the trade group reported sales of previously owned homes rose by 2.1%, a record level in June. Call it a case of bad timing. On the day that Google announced the price range for its upcoming IPO between $108 and $135 per share, the search engine experienced slowness and sporadic outages today after announcing the MyDoom virus flooded major search engines with automated searches today and has slowed down internet traffic all day. Maybe you're experiencing it as well. The Dow's down 24 points. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Great news from Viagra Sildenafil Citrate. Now there's a card that can get you Viagra for free. Introducing the Value Card for Viagra. With it, every time you fill 6 eligible prescriptions, you'll get the next one completely free. There's no other Viagra, and there's no other offer like this. To get your card, ask your pharmacist or healthcare provider, or go to ViagraCard.com. See the value again and again with the Value Card for Viagra. Go to ViagraCard.com today. Offer may not be available in all areas.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I just wanted to call to say, you know, I don't really want to be a Bush basher, but I do think people should know what he's done besides the war and the economy, which are both important. But he's also cut $34 million of funding to the United Nations Population Fund, which is an international source of funding for health and reproductive programs in all countries. So he got into office and did that so fast, and I just don't know that people even know that he did it or that the American public supported it.
For all the information regarding the trial of Saddam Hussein, for all the questions and answers, keep it here for exclusive coverage. Exclusive coverage on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. It's lively, and today is the first official day of the Democratic Convention, and some of you are watching gavel-to-gavel coverage of it, and that's on C-SPAN, I think. But I know PBS is going to cover it. The networks are hardly going to cover it, which I think is a huge mistake, since there's a tremendous amount of interest on this and this particular election. I just got, first of all, I want to thank Jim Morris again. He sent us some more T-shirts, and every time I wear the loser T-shirt, half a dozen people come up. People come up to me from all over the place and want to know how I can get it. So Jim Morris T-shirt Company in Boulder is where you get it, and it's a fabulous T-shirt, and he's got a new one out called Liar, which I think is just as good as the loser one. And then I just got a T-shirt and bumper stickers from Let's see. This is, he doesn't say the name of his company. Oh, Neil at Neil Graphics. And the website is www.nodubya, so nodubya.us. So nodubya.us. And you can order Redefeat Bush. And you've got, and here's a W with a slash through it in 04. And they've got pins, too, so those are places. But the Jim Morris T-shirt company in Boulder, let me tell you, they do some really, really great T-shirts. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150, the Borowitz Report. Just hours after the Commission on 9/11 published its official report, President Bush proposed that a new commission be impaneled to read the 567-page document immediately. This report contains information of urgent importance to the American people, Dickey told reporters at the White House, and so I am recommending that we establish a commission to start reading this very, very, very long book as soon as possible. You will remember, don't won't you, if you watched Fahrenheit 9/11, that when the Twin Towers were hit, President Bush was told that and continued to read My Pet Goat for four more minutes to these, you know, kindergartners or first graders in a Florida school. While stopping short of naming possible candidates for such a panel, and that is a panel for reading, and this is the Borowitz Report, Dickey said that the commissioners should represent both parties and know what a lot of long words mean. After finishing reading the 9/11 report, Mr. Bush said the panel would then publish a Cliff Note version of the book to enable those who don't have the time to read the entire book to sound like they read it. Mr. Bush said he was, quote, eager to read such an abridged version of the report, adding that he would get to it as soon as he was finished reading My Pet Goat. But even as Mr. Bush proposed a commission to read the 9/11 report, former President Bill Clinton slammed the document, calling the 567-page report way too short to be considered a real book. It should have been at least 400 pages longer, Clinton said. As it is, it's more like a pamphlet. Elsewhere, presidential candidate Ralph Nader announced today that his campaign would not advertise on reality shows because people who are likely to vote for him do not like reality, the Borowitz Report. Well, guess what? Speaking of Ralph Nader, Democrats have decided not to credential him. They are mad at him. Democrats rolled back the welcome mat for Ralph Nader, saying he's not welcome. National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe told reporters he is denying Ralph Nader's request for credentials to attend the convention. He also said he's upset that Republicans are helping Nader's effort to get on the ballot as a Reform Party presidential nominee. He knows he can't be president. His theory is that he's taking Republican votes from George Bush. I'm sorry, I don't buy the argument. I don't either. He's taking Democratic votes from George Bush. 303-382-1150. One of the things that's emerging from the 9/11 report is that Bush never challenged the data that he was given from from his intelligence people. And also, you know, they politicized everything and they kept, now everybody's saying, well, he got faulty intelligence information. But they politicized everything. And then they tried to politicize it even more when the intelligence community wasn't politicizing it sufficiently. 303-382-1150. Those of you who are conservatives, I would especially like to hear from you. And I would like to know why you plan to vote for George W. Bush, Dickey, in the next election. I can't imagine why, but maybe you can explain it to me. In no way are we better off than we were before he took office. The economy is worse. The deficits are historic. The new jobs that are created are mostly low-level minimum wage kinds of jobs, and people are dying in Iraq, and it doesn't look like things are getting better in Iraq. It looks like things are getting worse. It's a sinkhole for money. 303-382-1150. So why not vote the rascals out? Why not give somebody else a shot this time? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 87 degrees. A hit-and-run suspect still being sought by Denver police. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith from the KNRC Traffic Center.
Pretty decent drive on the freeway system right now, according According to the CDOT maps, the GM Summer Drive has the information. The folks are moving along at posted speeds according to the speed sensors by CDOT, so nothing particularly wrong on the highways and byways. 48th and Colorado Boulevard, it's an overturned semi that's been causing some problems. Denver police telling us it'll probably be 2:30 or so before that truck can be uprighted. GM Summer Drive is back right now. Get up to $5,000 cash back on 2004 GM cars and trucks. Take delivery by August 31st. See your dealer or GM.com for details. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A man died and a woman was critically injured in a hit-and-run accident early yesterday morning. Police are still looking for the driver of the vehicle who hit the two at 19th and Pearl. Police say the suspect vehicle is either a black or dark-colored compact car, possibly a Ford. The car would definitely have some front-end damage. Police are still asking anyone with information to contact them. This report brought to you by Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver. A candidate for state representative who was struck by a car while competing in a triathlon this weekend has died. Neurologist Joe Jabaley collided with a car while riding his bike yesterday morning at County Road 9 and Highway 34 in Loveland. The mishap took place even though police were at the intersection directing traffic. Apparently, the officer at the scene thought Jabaley was far enough away and allowed the car to proceed through the intersection. In spite of a judge's decision that would make the case harder to win, prosecutors in the Kobe Bryant rape case said today they're planning on going to trial at the end of next month. Last week, Judge Terry Ruckriegel ruled the details of Bryant's accuser's sex life can be used by the defense. Don't miss the Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver, the fastest 3 days of the summer, August 13th through 15th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, 303-830-TIXS. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:39.
When you need to know
information,
you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Zip, zip, zip. Gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock. Drive in. Zip out.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies, maybe some thunderstorms late this afternoon. Partly cloudy, some thunderstorms possible this evening as well. Mid to upper 50s for tonight's temperature. Partly cloudy tomorrow morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, maybe some thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high in the 80s. Partly cloudy, 86 right now. KNRC News Time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
I see jugglers, masseuses, and living statues. I smell amazing Italian, Mexican, Indian, and Chinese food. I see you at Denver Performing Arts Complex dancing to the jazz sounds of Hazel Miller Band. I see you at Savor the Night.
Join the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce, Coors Brewing Company, and tarot card readers at the 4th Annual Outdoor Evening of Food and Entertainment, Friday night, August 6th from 6 to 10. Tickets are $35 in advance, $45 at the door.
Join Hazel Miller at the 4th Annual Savor the Night. The evening will be filled with live jazz while you feast on the finest food from 20 of Denver's top restaurants. The Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce and Coors Brewing Company sponsor this savory evening at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, Friday, August 6th, 6 to 10. All for one low price to support local charities such as Safe House Denver, the Women's Bean Project, and The Gathering Place. Go to www.cwcc.org for more information.
Which candidate?
Vote for Smith. Vote for Jones.
What issues?
Vote, vote, vote.
The best place to discuss election 2004. Now through Election Day. AM 1150 KNRC. Another long set of uninterrupted talk.
Here's Enid Goldstein.
1:42 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I was on Air America Sunday night, last night on the Laura Flanders Show with an old colleague of mine from KGO Radio in San Francisco, Ray Taliaferro. We were talking, speculating about the Democratic convention, and the question was put to me as to whether or not John Kerry would deliver a speech that would make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. I don't know that that's his style. I once heard Mario Cuomo do that at the Democratic National Convention in San Francisco. I mean, he was electric and he was eloquent and he could punch your lights out with this fantastic speech. I don't think that Kerry has that kind of passion, but he's smart. And he's complicated and he's nuanced, and I think he would make a good president. He's smarter than Dickey is, and I think he's way more accomplished as a human being than Dickey is. And I think that we have a fine and honorable tradition in this country of throwing the rascals out and giving a new set of faces a chance, because I think nothing is working well at this time. 303-382-1150. I think that the country is in a mess, and I think if this crew has four more years with no election, they will do horrible things. So the question becomes, how much Bush bashing at the convention and how much optimism? And with Bill Clinton speaking tonight, he's somebody who really connects with people. He's smart and he connects with people. Now, Dickey connects with people, but he's not too smart and he's not very competent. And the whole administration has been a study in incompetence. But those of you who are conservatives are determined to vote for him, and I can't imagine why. I would love to hear from you. 303-382-1150. Doesn't cost anything to call. You'll talk to more people than you meet in the whole rest of your life, especially if you've never called us before. I'd love to hear from you. And you always get bumped to the top. 303-382-1150. What's it going to take for Kerry to win? What's he going to have to do? Is it a matter of logic, of making the argument, of convincing people? Or is it some way that he's going to have of simply connecting with people? See, now, I think the emotional resonance is way more important than a lot of pundits do. I think it's why a lot of people vote. I think there's a visceral, intuitive, you know, you like somebody, you vote for them. A lot of people aren't thinking who's going to be better for the country. And what we are is spoiled, because we have always, for everybody's memory, things have gone pretty well. We're not part of the Depression generation. We weren't in World War II. Maybe our grandparents were, maybe our parents were, but we weren't. All right, maybe there was Vietnam, but there's been so much prosperity. We haven't had to get involved because things just work fine without us. And in fact, nobody encouraged us to get involved, and we became passive. We ceased being citizens, and we became a nation of consumers. We don't live in cities anymore. We live in markets. And so we just took a remote control view of politics and government. It's sort of like, well, passive, you know, well, maybe I'll watch it. Well, that's not for me. But, you know, we're not going to have a country as we know it if we don't get involved. So even those of us who are used to letting the professionals handle it, you got to roll up your sleeves. All of us are going to have to do that and make our country work and come together and find some kind of common ground and make the whole greater than the sum of the parts. And there's something very wonderful about it. Everybody, we all resist it. I'm looking at a book that I got sent, and I get sent many, many books. I think this is called the Kaizen Method or something like that. And he's talking about how most of us resist change. He said, but the way you can fool yourself into making changes is a really simple way. And I think this makes enormous sense. And that is, instead of making a huge change like, I'm going to quit smoking right now, or I'm going to quit drinking completely right now, or I'm going to clean up my whole house right now, or I'm going to get rid of this horrible relationship right now, or I'm going to find a new job right now. No. Just do something really small. Instead of saying, I'm going to write this whole article that's due, just say, I think I'm just going to sharpen my pencils right now. I think I'm going to put a piece of paper on my desk right now. I think I'm going to take one thing off my desk right now as an attempt to clean. In other words, do something really, really small. And that's how you get your feet wet. And then you're not as resistant to making the change. And I think that's a great way of fooling ourselves into making changes. Think about that. So maybe that's a way that we can, because I think we're all hungry for connection. I think we're hungry for things that challenge us intellectually and emotionally. And one way for connection, we get together, but we're all very busy. We're all trying to earn a living if we have a job. And if we don't, we're trying to find a job. And that takes up all your time, too. or if we have families, that takes up all your time. But when you come together, there's something so satisfying about it. So dip your toe in, do a little bit at a time, but do it. 303-382-1150. Brad, in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid, hi. I've got a couple of comments. You were asking kind of what does Terry need to do to win this thing. And
yeah, what's he got to do?
Well, I think two things that he's got to do that are really critical. One is that he's got to do more than just say Bush is bad. He's got to provide enough vision and policy and ideas and energy and all of that that he makes himself an attractive candidate beyond just throwing Bush out. And the second point that I wanted to make is that he comes across as, unfortunately, who he is, which is a very wealthy East Coast senator. And when you listen to him speak, he comes across as so insincere, and so stodgy, and as though he's just giving a speech on the Senate floor over and over again.
Are you going to vote for him?
Absolutely.
But can I tell you something? He was really not wealthy. He has married a couple of rich women, but there was a period in his life when he was just about homeless. He was camping on friends' couches and in their spare rooms because he was getting a divorce from the first wife. He was paying all this child support to his then young children, and he didn't have any money.
But first of all, most people don't know that. I certainly didn't, and I've been paying fair attention to this.
That is true about him. He's been there. He's done that. He knows what it's like not to have any dough. When he went to all these fancy prep schools, his family didn't have the money to pay for it. A wealthy great aunt paid his tuition and paid his fees, so he was kind of like a scholarship student.
And I'm glad you're bringing that out, because I didn't know that, and I think the campaign needs to highlight that more. But, I mean, I'm a Democrat. I've never voted for a Republican in my life, and even I kind of have the opinion that he will say what he needs to say to get elected. And I don't think that's necessarily how he feels, but it sure comes across as though, you know, he just is sort of saying the policy line the way it's supposed to be said, and that he's just making all these efforts to
Do you find him insincere?
Insincere
sounding?
I do. I hate to say that, but I feel that he will say anything to get elected. I'm still voting for him. I can't stand Bush. I hope he wins, but I think it is going to be a very difficult challenge for him unless he comes across as a little more spontaneous and real. And even though he's got that in his past, I think he is very hard to relate to for a lot of people.
I think he's interesting. I think he's smart. I think he's somebody you might want as a friend. Now, whether, you know, as a mass candidate, I mean, I think we're putting way too much emphasis on personality. The question should be, who will be a more competent president? And I think he wins hands down.
I do, too. But the problem is this country votes on personality. Bill Clinton is a classic example of that. I mean, here's a guy who had so many troubles, was impeached, and people love him.
Why, Brad, did they love him?
He is charismatic. He is interesting. He is fun. I mean, regardless of what you think of him personally, he's captivating. I don't think many people would call Kerry captivating.
He is absolutely captivating. And why is he captivating? Let's analyze his charm and why he is captivating. He's captivating because he resonates with us. We know he's a scoundrel. And he doesn't hide it. We knew that going in. He's a scoundrel.
Right.
He's a rascal. And he's really smart. We like that about him. And if Hillary didn't mind that he was a scoundrel and a rascal and a hound dog, then we're not going to mind either if they worked it out between them. And according to the tabs, he's got a new girlfriend and she just about ran somebody over in front of his Harlem office. But I guess that's another story. So Brad, I think that's part of his charm.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call. The other thing is, he really knows how to sell it. He knows how to put things in terms that will make you want to buy what he's selling. He's a great salesman. Bill Clinton is a fabulous salesman. Ron, on a sell. Hi, you live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
As far as Jews for Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I would accept their invitation, go to their meeting, and try to bring them back to the one true faith of Judaism.
Oh, you would. So you were going to proselytize in reverse?
Sure, why not? They invited me in. So, why not?
Why not?
Take advantage of the time and tell them the error of their ways.
All right, Ron, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom.
More Enid Live, coming up on AM 1150 KNRC.
You're older, you're wiser, and yep, you can also be a little bit richer. Call 303-299-6000 to learn about the RTD half-price senior discount. RTD. Drive less, save more. The considerable balance you're carrying on your credit card is getting hit with an astronomical interest rate, month after month. Your minimum payment is climbing higher and higher, making it harder and harder for you to keep up. You've got to be thinking, this is out of control. I sure was, until I called Capital Access Mortgage. I heard Capital Access Mortgage received a 2003 Gold Star Award from the Denver Boulder Better Business Bureau, so I was confident they would work in my best interest. Stop struggling to pay all of your bills each month by quickly and easily consolidating your debt and reducing your interest rates with Capital Access Mortgage. You'll have cash left over to afford things like dinners out, vacations, and a little splurging now and then. Call Capital Access Mortgage today and restart your financial future. 303-691-0691. Take control of your debt by calling 303-691-0691. Capital Access Mortgage.
Okay, thanks for listening with me.
So what's your plan?
Plan?
To sell the house. Are you going to put up a sign, an ad in the paper, or maybe even a listing on your website?
Huh.
Why are you writing this down?
This is good stuff. Do you have any more?
Not working with a Century 21 agent. Century 21 agents pledge to develop a customized marketing plan to best sell your home. Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
I want my golf challenging. 18 holes is the least I'll play in a day.
I like my golf with sunshine, immaculate greens, and a great lunch on a deck with views after I'm done.
It doesn't matter what you look for in a golf game because the Breckenridge Golf Course has it all. The only 27-hole Jack Nicklaus-designed course in the country. Spectacular views, great clubhouse, and your ball will fly 10 to 20% farther. Guaranteed. Visit GoBreckNow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacations. Have a cool summer experience. Breckenridge.
Corda Slim isn't for the casual dieter with 5 pounds to lose. Drop the weight you've been trying to lose for years with Corda Slim. 1-800-LOSS-139. 800-LOSS-139. That's 800-LOSS-139.
Talk to Jimmy Lakey.
Sandy Berger in the National Archives, digging through some papers, looking at some timelines, preparing himself for his testimony before the 9/11 Commission, with what most reports say, sticking documents down his pants in his coat pocket. And he says it was a sloppy mistake, I think is the quote his lawyer is making now. And it usually is pretty sloppy stuffing paper down your briefs, but you know, that's your own thing, and whatever you're into, Sandy, that's okay.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150, KNIC.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNIC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:55 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and in the next hour we'll be joined by Bill Press, who has all these ways of getting rid of Dickie, and Bill Press is in Boston right now. And I want to give you the phone number for Jim Morris. Every time I wear the Loser or the Liar t-shirt, they are fabulous t-shirts, all black. Dickie's head is in white. It says Loser and all the things he's lost, lives, wars, meh, meh, meh. People come up to me all over the place and want to know where they can get the t-shirt. And then Jim Morris has a new one called Liar. And let me give you the number for Jim Morris's t-shirt company. It's 1-800-788-5411. 800-788-5411, or you can access it online, Jim Morris, J-I-M-M-O-R-R-I-S, one word, .com. And it's in Boulder, and these are some of the best t-shirts I've seen. I'm getting emails from people about Eric doesn't think that Dickie connects with people. He thinks Dickie's a big disconnect, maybe. Rose emails me and says, Enid, please suggest that folks read the wonderful article from the Denver Post, yesterday, Sunday's Denver Post, that they want the scoop on Kerry's background. The article is A Candidate of Contradictions and was written by John Aloysius Farrell. It's available online at denverpost.com. Actually, it was very good. And Sean says, This whole argument that Kerry's not doing anything right is tired. Kerry has, so he thinks that the whole business about Kerry's personality and focusing on his personality. I happen to like Kerry's personality. And in a small setting, he's funny and he's smart and he's complicated and he's nuanced. So I'm thinking that a lot of you who call and vote are funny and smart and complicated and nuanced. And I hope you'll vote for John Kerry. He's going to be an improvement. He may not be perfect, but he's going to be an improvement over Dickey. The other thing to talk about is that we have a primary coming up in August. And even if you're an independent, you can give your affiliation and you can vote in that primary. And there are a lot of things that you want to be voting for, among them the DA's office in Denver. There are a lot of things that you have, the Senate race. There are a lot of things that you want to do in the primary. And so I think you need to get yourself there, and don't be put off if you feel that as an independent your vote won't count. There's a way to do it, and your vote will count. 303-382-1150. Bloggers have been credentialed. Ralph Nader's not getting credentialed to come to the Democratic convention, but bloggers have been credentialed. So we can see their takes on the convention by just going online. We'll see. We'll see what their observations are. It should be interesting to look at. Bill Clinton's job is not to outshine John Kerry tonight. Nobody wants to follow Bill Clinton because he's a tough act to follow. But I'll be, you know, remember when he first spoke? He spoke so long, they finally had to give him a hook. But anyway, he's speaking tonight. And the schedule will include Jimmy Carter tonight. It's going to include Al Gore. So those of you who, and of course, Bill Clinton, who will be introduced by Hillary. So those of you who are hardcore political junkies, you've got a lot of work cut out for you tonight. You've got a lot to watch on TV tonight. And, you know, keep it on and report back. I'm only going to be able to see some of it. But I would love to have your observations about what we see tonight. Tonight kicks off, formal kickoff of the Democratic Convention. And there have been a lot of parties and there have been a lot of events. And the part that we're happy not to be part of is that 20 porta potties for like, not many porta potties, let's put it this way, for thousands of press. It's going to be, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be grisly. They're all drinking a lot of coffee and other things. And wow, you don't want to wait in those long lines. 303-382-1150 is the number. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll be joined by Pilt Press in the next hour. All these ways to get rid of Dickey. I can't wait. I'm Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr. Bill Clinton back in the spotlight tonight trying to rally support for John Kerry. Mr. Clinton and his wife, Hillary, will speak to the Democratic National Convention in Boston.
Well, what I want to do is talk about John Kerry, whom I know and admire and believe would be a terrific president. I think he is exactly the right person to be president at this time.
Kerry officially accepts the nomination on Thursday night. Word a short time ago that an Egyptian diplomat taken hostage by militants in Iraq has now been released. Afghan President Hamid Karzai would like to keep his job, and he's announced his candidacy in the election scheduled for October in that country. Fingers flying in Valencia, Spain, where a week-long, round-the-clock computer party has begun. Thousands of people playing computer games until they can't take it anymore. One of the attendees is just 5 years old. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
There is no safe cigarette. Cigarette smoking is addictive and causes serious diseases including lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. The only proven way to reduce the health risks of smoking is to quit. At philipmorrisusa.com, you can find this and other information on the serious health effects of smoking. For more, including information on quitting and links to sites that can help smokers quit, visit philipmorrisusa.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for excerpts from the site.
winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 87 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police are still on the lookout for a hit-and-run suspect. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police still trying to clean up an overturned truck northbound Colorado Boulevard at 48th Avenue. They'll be in there until at least 2:30 or so, they're telling us now. Denver Center's Triple Espresso with the information. Everything else around town moving along in very good shape on the freeways. Nothing particularly wrong, according to the CDOT maps. What did those three guys do in 4 minutes that got them barred from showbiz for life? See Triple Espresso, a comedy for the whole family. Call 303-893-4100 or visit denvercenter.org. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are still looking for the driver of a car responsible for a fatal hit-and-run accident early yesterday morning. A man died at the scene while a woman who was hit remains hospitalized in critical condition. From pieces of the car recovered at the scene, investigators think the suspect car may be a black or dark-colored compact, possibly a Ford. This report brought to you by GM Summer Drive. Prosecutors still plan to take accused rapist Kobe Bryant to trial. This from prosecution spokeswoman Krista Flanagan today after a ruling last Friday that could make it more difficult to convict Bryant.
At this time, the prosecution plans to proceed with the prosecution of the case.
She didn't say whether prosecutors had opted against a plea bargain. They have until Wednesday to make that decision. Another delay in the arraignment for murder suspect Amber Torres. Tomorrow's court date has now been shifted to September 7th. Torres is accused of fatally stabbing John Hand, the founder of Colorado Free University, and Masfin Gazagan, a Denver cab driver. In sports, the Colorado Rockies are back home starting a four-game series tonight against the L.A. Dodgers. Sean Estes will be on the mound for the Rocks. GM Summer Drive is back right now. Get up to $5,000 cash back on 2004 GM cars and trucks. Take delivery by August 31st. See your dealer or GM.com for details. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
There is only one way that Denver and the Front Range spell talk radio. KNRC. That's AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Remember that little promise you made to yourself to get away from the city and enjoy colorful Colorado this summer? The ski train to Winter Park is your ticket to get away without the hassle of driving. There's no better route to go. Just call 303-296-4754. Then drive downtown to Union Station one Saturday now through August 28th, and you're on your way.
All aboard!
You'll enjoy the mountains and Winter Park's recreational opportunities and be back in time for dinner. Enjoy gorgeous views as you're lulled by the motion of the train. Seniors, large groups, and families enjoy the ski train traveling through scenic wonders of the Flatirons and South Boulder Canyon. You'll encounter rugged alpine wilderness and vistas far from the beaten path. You'll be dropped off directly at the base of the Winter Park Resort, a short walk from all the summer activities, often closer than you can park. Bicycles are welcome, so don't delay. Make your reservations today. Call 303-296-4754 or go to skitrain.com.
I'm Mike Edwards with the KNRC forecast. From the Weather Channel, looking at a chance for showers or thunderstorms with highs from 83 to 85 degrees and lows in the mid to upper 50s overnight tonight. It'll remain at least partly cloudy as we head into Tuesday with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm under variable clouds and sunshine. Tuesday tonight into Wednesday will be partly cloudy with highs Wednesday also in the 80s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Mike Edwards on AM 1150 KNRC.
87 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to be joined by Sue Grafton live in studio. Molly Ivins will be with us in the coming weeks. And with us right now, a favorite of mine, Bill Press. You know him from CNN and MSNBC. He has a brand new book. It's called Bush Must Go, The Top 10 Reasons Why George Bush Does Not Deserve a Second Term. Bill Press, thank you so much for joining us today.
It is an honor to be on Enid Live. How you doing?
Well, it's better to be on Enid Live than Enid Dead. I'm doing very well, Bill.
That's right. Consider the alternative, right?
Yes. And how can we tell the difference? Bill is coming to us from Boston, so I want to get the scoop from you on what's going on at the convention. But before we do that, talk to me about the top 10 reasons why George W. Bush, and by the way, I don't call him George W., I call him Dickie, because I think it's a more apt description, and then I can say there are two dicks running the White House, him and Cheney. So tell me why Dickie does not deserve a second term.
Well, first of all, there are a lot more than 10 reasons. I had an editor, and he wanted 200 pages, so we had to limit it to 10. But to me, I see it this way. This guy works for us. We don't work for him. He's been there 4 years. His contract is up, so we take a look at how well he's done the last 4 years. And I think if you look at, just to mention a few, his performance on the environment, his performance on energy, his performance on health care, his performance on education, his performance on foreign relations in general, our standing in the world, the war on terror and the war on in Iraq and the occupation in Iraq, I think, no way does he deserve a second term, a resounding no that he should be given 4 more years. And I just lay it all out in the book and let people decide.
Well, the shorter list is his list of accomplishments. And the one that I think leads his list of accomplishments is that this is an administration that is brilliant at spinning. And I can't understand why there is such a dead heat going on and why people can't see through the fact that this is one of the most incompetent and corrupt administrations we've ever seen.
Well, there's a very good reason. That's because not everybody has yet read my book.
And your book is Bush Must Go,
Bush
the top 10 reasons.
But, you know, the other thing, here's I see this week, I think, is critical, and this does get to the convention, is I think, first of all, for an incumbent president who has gone to the Congress and got 3 big tax cuts, he's gone into led this nation into 2 wars, and we generally rally behind a president who goes to war, right or wrong, who has spent like $150 million at least attacking John Kerry. Bush is only at best tied in the polls. Most of the polls that I see, he's 4 or 5 points behind. And that's with Nader in the race. And Nader's not going to be on that many ballots. So, and Bush's approval rating is down about 42-45%.
Right.
He is not in very strong shape right now. The last president to get reelected with a less than 50% approval rating was Harry Truman. So I think Bush is not in good shape. But I think where the country is right now is they've sort of decided they don't trust Bush. They can't believe Bush. They've lost their confidence in him. But they haven't yet made the next step, which is, but we really like John Kerry. And that's what I think this convention is all about. That this is the week, for the first time, really, when most Americans, believe it or not, because you and I are political junkies, but most Americans won't get to see John Kerry until this week. And so I think the end of this week is when you'll see the numbers the gap a lot wider and Bush starting to fall behind, and I don't think he ever catches up. I think he's done.
I hope you're right about that, but let me play devil's advocate for a moment. Because the networks are really not doing that much convention coverage. If you're a junkie, you're going to watch it on C-SPAN. I think you're going to watch Jim Lehrer's coverage. What does Kerry have to do? In order, I have a lot of people call me, and unlike when you're working at KGO in San Francisco, which is so liberal a market, here in Colorado, we are really in play. We are really a swing state. Larry Sabato has said that if Kerry can take Colorado, and he only has one paid worker here so far, if he can take Colorado, he can take the presidency. I don't know why.
I totally agree.
Why do you say that? Why do people say that?
What, about Colorado?
Yeah, why do they say that about Colorado?
Just because, first of all, it's not like the Deep South. I mean, Colorado has elected some great Democrats, and Colorado has a good Democratic core there. It's a state, I believe, that has strong values, strong environmental values, strong economic values, and basically, and I'm not just kissing up to your audience. I mean, I see Colorado as sort of like, all American, right? And and a state that Kerry, with his values and his message, should be able to get. I mean, he can win without it, but he should be able to. It should be in play for Kerry. I think it is in play for Kerry. But I think what Kerry's got to do is Kerry's got to show who he is, that he is an American patriot. He is an American war hero. He is somebody who's strong on defense and strong on the environment and strong on energy, that he's got some great ideas. He can put this country back to work, and he's willing to do it and work hard, and that people can trust him.
How's he going to do this?
He's going to do it. I'll tell you, he's got one shot.
He's got to do it, and you know he's got to do it.
It isn't only
that he has to present really logical, compelling reasons for people to vote for him. There has to be something in him that resonates with people. Otherwise, they won't look at whether he's competent or not, and that's why Dickey has been so popular. People can identify with Dickey in ways that they apparently find Kerry rather, he's complicated, he's nuanced, and he's a little bit more distant a figure, a cooler figure.
Yeah, no, Kerry's got, I mean, this speech, I don't remember, maybe we've said this before, probably have, but I don't remember an acceptance speech or nominating speech being this critical before. Everybody here in Boston, that's what they're talking about. Look, John Edwards is going to help Wednesday night, you know, Clinton helps tonight, Barack Obama tomorrow night, and all that kind of stuff, but it's all building up to Kerry. Kerry has to, he went to the Red Sox game yesterday, the Red Sox killed the Yankees. Kerry has to hit it out of the park, and he has to show also that he's a guy, a likable guy. You know, I heard this criticism the other day on part of my book tour where somebody said, you know, Kerry's problem is that he smiles before he starts speaking and he smiles at the end, but he never smiles during it. He's too serious, you know, and too much like a wonky senator. We got to see a side of Kerry we haven't seen before. It's there. We saw it in the primaries. You know, he was on fire in the primaries. So we know he can do it.
Well, all right, I don't know if you saw Mario Cuomo give a speech at the DNC in San Francisco.
Oh, I was there.
So was I. It was electric, and
on
it was
fire.
Eloquent, and it punched your lights out, and the hair stood up on the back of your neck.
Right.
It was an absolutely electrifying moment. Will Kerry be able to do that, and is that an unfair comparison?
Well, I don't think he's any Mario Cuomo. But I'll tell you one thing, you know, he's got more political guts than Mario Cuomo. He ran for president. Mario didn't, right?
Right, right.
And so, but I think he's capable. I remember in the primaries, Chris Matthews, Pat Buchanan, all of us, we had all written Kerry off because Howard Dean was setting the world on fire, you know, and John Kerry was just this slug of bed who was 30 points behind in the polls, and was an insufferable bore. And somehow Kerry shed that image. And he just got electrifying, and so he's capable of doing it. I wouldn't put him up in the league with Mario Cuomo, but he can do it, and he has to do it.
What was it that lit his fire? Was it the passion, the competition with Howard Dean, and that passionate kind of a constituency for Howard Dean?
Well, his pattern seems to be, and Tom Oliphant has an excellent piece in this month's American Prospect. Kerry studies things out in the crunch.
Yeah.
He comes through. I remember when he was up for re-election against William Weld, then the Republican governor of Massachusetts, 10 points behind, and people had written Kerry's obituary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kerry just did it. I mean, he suddenly, again, came alive. And again, we saw that in the primary. So I think that is his style, and I think Kerry's strategy this summer has been the Bush is kind of imploding, you know, the whole war is unraveling, Bush is sinking in the polls on his own accord, that there was nothing at that time that Kerry could do or could say about George Bush was any worse than what Bush was doing to himself. But now's the time, as I say, Kerry's got to, that period is, we've passed that period, right? Now it's got to be Kerry's moment. He's got to show who he is and what he's made of.
He was just here. A couple of weeks ago. Well, he was here on Friday, kicking off going to Boston.
That's right.
But
yeah.
He was here a few weeks ago at a fundraiser. He said that people came to Colorado 125 years ago to prospect for gold and silver, and that's why he had come too. And he was introduced by Gary Hart, who, you know, with Warren Redman, head of that distinguished bipartisan commission that predicted
Warren,
the likes of 9/11 and told
us that Warren that if we didn't get on the ball, that we would be subject to a severe terrorist attack on our soil, a warning that was totally ignored.
Exactly right. And then a follow-up as to post 9/11 is what we could do to make the country safer, also totally ignored. And Gary Hart had eloquent and thoughtful comments in his introduction to John Kerry, but John Kerry did not really mention Iraq, not even a headline. And I wondered if that wasn't a mistake. Is it that if he were to do what I would want him to do, which is step on the gas a little, he'd peak too soon? Is that the fear?
I don't know. I'll tell you.
But I was dismayed that he didn't have even a headline, even if he hasn't formulated some
right.
sort of a policy yet.
Well, you know, he's got two problems. I mean, and I don't speak for the Kerry campaign and don't want to, but one is, I think he never should have voted for the war in the first. He didn't vote for the war. There I go again, right? He voted to authorize the war
right.
if nothing else worked.
Right.
I think that war was a mistake.
I do too.
I also think Kerry has had a hard time dealing with that and living with that. And to me, it's not that complicated. He could just say, I believe my president and my president lied to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, and
right.
move on.
Right.
So that's number one. The second thing is, I think right now he has a hard time distinguishing himself from Bush on the issue. When I hear John Kerry say we have to stay the course, you know, I ask the course to where? I mean, this is a disastrous course that we're on right now with this occupation. It's not getting any better. It's not going to get any better. So maybe, like you, what I would like to see Kerry do and say before, let's say, around September 15, is to say this isn't working. It's never going to work. We have to set a firm deadline, January 30th, 2005, whatever, pick a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have the elections. We'll accept the course of the elections, and we are bringing our men and women home. We're bringing our troops home from Iraq. I think that would be a 10 strike.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
He has to do something dramatic like that on Iraq. And, you know, maybe he didn't say it in Colorado because either he's not there yet or he doesn't want to blow it too soon.
Well, I like your explanation of it. It's better than mine. My guest, Bill Press, his new book, Bush Must Go, The Top 10 Reasons Why Dickey Does Not Deserve a Second Term. One other thing I want to bring up with you before we go to what's going on in Boston and all the juicy gossip and the fact that there are only like about 20 or 30 porta potties for the 2,000 press in attendance. So that's another story. E-voting. California, where you are, a place you were very conversant with, decertified e-voting machines, the Diebold machines anyway, but they exist around the country. The heads of those kinds of companies, Diebold, Sequoia, and so on, pledged to bring in the election for Dickey. Some of them are pioneers for the Bush campaign, which means they brought in hundreds of thousands of dollars. What about the possibilities of e-voting in such a tight race where you can hack the software and never leave any tracks? What about that?
I think it's a real danger. I get that question in it everywhere I go in the country. From Florida to Seattle, San Diego to Boston, I get asked that question. People are really scared that they're going to try to rig this election and steal this election again with the help of these guys who make the machines who are big Bush supporters. So, and that's number one. Number two, all the promises that the Congress made, right, after Florida, that this would never happen again because the next time around we would have, like, new machines and standard rules for counting and recounting in every county in the country, nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. So I think the direction is, and I saw him last night here in Boston, Kevin Shelley, Secretary of State of California, has said, no e-machines in California unless there's also a paper trail. And he has just done that by executive order.
Even a paper trail doesn't protect you.
Well, at least it's better than
nothing. It's better than nothing, but it doesn't protect the vote.
Computer car. I'll get to that point last, okay?
Okay.
But he told me last night, and I, Washington State, I'm pretty sure, is one of them. There are two other states now that have said, that have agreed to the California plan. And he said others are about to announce it. So, I mean, he's really on the crusade, and I think he's on the right track.
Oh, good.
But, and that's a start, at least, for the Secretary of State's going to do, because the Congress has done nothing. You know, what there are two things that I tell people about how to make sure this doesn't happen. Number one is, if you really want your vote to count, vote absentee. Now, I don't know about Colorado. In California, you don't need the doctor's excuse. You don't need any reason to vote absentee. You just request an absentee ballot.
I think that's the same in Colorado, but again, that doesn't always protect you. According to Bev Harris, and she's the go-to source on the story, blackboxvoting.org.
Well,
it's better than nothing.
I haven't seen dev stuff, but I mean, if you send in your ballot, there's a lot more protection that way, right? And number two, I tell people, I think that there's nothing really is going to change between now and November, and so the ultimate solution is just make sure that Kerry wins by such a big margin that they can't steal it even if they try.
All right, tell us what the gossip is, Bill Press, that's going on in Boston. You're coming to us from Boston, the convention. Bill Clinton's supposed to speak tonight. Jimmy Carter's going to speak tonight. Al Gore is speaking tonight. What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, I mean, I love conventions because, you know, when you're surrounded by so many like-minded people, it's a great experience. You suddenly don't feel so lonely. It's good to do this once every 4 years, right?
Right.
I'm hearing a couple of things. Number one, I don't think you mentioned this, you know, I was Democratic Party chair of California. I ran for office as a Democrat. I have never seen the Democratic Party so united and so determined and so energized. I mean, that is one thing that George Bush has done. We're always bickering over platform or over rules or over, there's none of that here. It is, people are really, really excited and unified. But the other thing that, and by the way, I saw Clinton last night. He was in great form. Hillary introduced him at a party for reception for sort of, you know, their old friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great party, very, very upbeat. There's that energy, there's that excitement. The other thing that I've heard, and this goes back to what we were just talking about with John Kerry, and I've heard this from a lot of people, that they all come here determined to beat Bush. What's going to happen this week is 5,000 people came here determined to beat Bush. 5,000 people have to leave Boston determined to elect John Kerry, if you follow the drift, right?
Right, right.
That's a big difference in focus. And Hillary said it last night, I thought it was really good. She said, you know, you guys are here, and this is great, and you're all excited. But she said, you know, you've got to recognize that our work is not over when this convention is over. That's when our work just begins. And she laid it on the line. She says, you know, I can't wait, and we've got to get rid of this Bush-Cheney administration. So this whole idea that there won't be any Bush bashing at the convention,
mm-hmm.
Well, why have a convention if you can't bash Bush?
I know. I mean, I think that, you know, I think that,
I mean, come on.
That's part of the fun.
Well, you have to. Yeah. And by the way, I don't remember the Republicans being so kind to Bill Clinton during their convention.
No,
right?
No,
I mean,
no.
You know, where did this come from? So, but once you do that, then you got to make the case for Kerry, right?
Right.
So at some point, you have to go from one to the next. And that's what people here want. They really want to leave. And I've heard this from delegates, by the way. You know, they're going to vote for Kerry. But they want to be enthusiastic about John Kerry. And
well,
even the delegates here don't feel they know him well enough.
I get the impression that he's very solid. And I get the impression that he's
totally
smart. And I get the impression that he is accomplished. And rather than calling it Bush bashing, I think it's better to call it his incompetence. Because this is an incompetent and corrupt administration. So a bash sounds like a wilding. It sounds like you're doing it for fun. But in fact, they're the only thing they're competent in, I think, is the stuff that Karl Rove majors in. All the spin.
The spin and the political trickery.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I would bet money almost.
And the lies. Yeah.
I would bet money that before the end of the week, John Ashcroft will issue a new terrorist alert.
I'm sure he will. Every time it gets hot for them,
totally.
They have something that's vague, it's in the future, and this business about a meltdown right before the election, so we won't have an election. You know what? If they're not going to hold the election, then don't send an IRS bill and don't send your credit card bill either. Let it all melt down.
Well,
let me forget.
A question that I get often, again, it's around the country on this book tour is, what's the October surprise that they have in mind, what they might have in mind, right? Well, we've already seen, it was reported a couple of weeks ago, that Colin Powell and George Tenet went to Pakistan, told General Musharraf that he needs to step up his efforts to get Osama bin Laden and the other so-called high-value targets so that they can be arrested, that can be announced before the election. And by the way,
Bill, I figure they've got him on ice. You know, he's hooked
too.
Up. He's
no,
hooked
way,
up to
too.
A dialysis machine, and they're all in the deep freeze together.
He's in the brig in South Carolina. But they told him the ideal days to announce these arrests would be July 26th, today, 27 or 28, the first 3 days of the Democratic convention.
No.
That's how far these guys are willing to go. And then Tom Ridge says, well, we may or may not have an election. I mean, you think these people aren't evil? I think they are evil.
Oh, I think they're very evil, but that people don't see through them and aren't outraged is, to me, heartbreaking. My guest is Bill Press, who has to go. He says Bush must go. The top 10 reasons why George Bush doesn't deserve a second term, but he's got to go. He's coming to us from Boston. Bill, give us some more juicy stuff. Anything else that you see going on there besides a very energized Democratic presence?
Well, I just want to say Bush must go. Number 7 on the Washington Post bestseller list this week. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and you can find it at, you know, Tattered Cover or any other bookstore in the Denver area, or also Amazon.com. Let's see. What other juicy
stuff? Yeah, what juicy stuff have you picked up?
Well,
our own Governor Owens is there. He's he's a Republican.
What is he doing here?
He's so busy in favor of family values that his own family has disintegrated, and he and his wife are separated. And you let us know if he's up to no good, will you, Bill?
You know, if I see him, I'll just say, hey, get home where you belong. You don't belong here. I don't know. The other thing people are excited about, of course, Ron Reagan Jr. is going to speak on Thursday night, which I think is a real coup for the Democrats.
Right. And CBS is not going to run it. I understand.
Well, the networks are,
I think that's really sleek, because I think there's so much interest this year.
Well, there is.
People really want to see this.
So, you know, it's got to be C-SPAN or CNBC or MSNBC or Fox or, God forbid, right, or CNN. People can see all they want on cable, but the networks are just basically ignoring it. Yeah.
Bill Press, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, listen, if I get any hot gossip before the end of the week, I'll call you back.
Please. Inquiring minds have to know. His new book, Bush Must Go, The Top 10 Reasons Why George Bush Doesn't Deserve a Second Term. Bill Press, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, Ian. See you later.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Ian Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom.
More Enid Live, coming up on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm really concerned about Mom. Last week when I was over for lunch, I was telling her about my new job, but I could tell she wasn't following. Aunt Jenny took her to the mall, and they got separated. She found Mom standing in the food court and had to remind her where they were going.
Memory loss is a complex disease that affects the brain in different ways. For some, it means forgetting simple things like names and phone numbers, or misplacing items like keys and jewelry. Over time, the symptoms become more noticeable, affecting a person's decision-making process, judgment, attention, and personality. Radiant Research is conducting a clinical research study on an investigational medication for people with memory loss. Participants in this study will receive study medication, study-related medical care, and compensation for time and travel. There are over 4 million Americans currently suffering with memory loss. If you or a loved one is experiencing symptoms of memory loss, call Radiant Research now at 303-477-1880, extension 21. That's 303-477-1880, extension 21.
Hi, I'm Hazel Miller, Colorado's Queen of the Blues, inviting you to groove through summer Wednesday nights at Lakewood Sound's exciting summer concert series. KNRC is a proud sponsor of the 2004 Sounds Exciting series that features some of Colorado's best artists live under the beautiful summer night sky. The lineup includes Chris Daniels and the Kings, presented by KCUV, Dotsero, Lanny Garrett, and many more. Go to www.lakewood.org or call 303-987-7845 for more information.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
What about the possibilities of e-voting in such a tight race where you can hack the software and never leave any tracks? What about that?
I think it's a real danger. I get that question, Enid, everywhere I go in the country. From Florida to Seattle, San Diego to Boston, I get asked that question. People are really scared that they're going to try to rig this election and steal this election again.
I'm Bill Griffiths, CNBC Business Radio. Another down day on Wall Street, investors disregarding some strong earnings reports and deciding instead apparently to worry that corporate profit growth might slow in the months ahead. That led to stocks closing lower today, the Dow falling by a fraction to close at 99.62. The Nasdaq was down by 10 points, ending at 18.39. The day began, though, with good economic news. Sales of previously owned homes rose by 2.1% last month, setting a new record. And surprising analysts, they expected a decline. The computer worm called MyDoom affected a number of search engines on the Internet today. Maybe you experienced some of that slowness. It included Google, the number one search web provider. On the day that Google announced its plans to price the IPO that's coming up in the next month or so, $108 to $135 per share, they announced offering for Google. It will be a rather unusual offering price as well. But a down day on Wall Street. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Our competitors may spend more time talking about Social Security. We'll talk about what is relevant to your life now. AM 1150 KNRC. More talk, less clutter.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:32 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours. Until 3 o'clock, we were having some technical difficulties, so bear with us if you're just tuning in or if there was a dead spot there. We apologize for that, but I think the technical gremlins are busy at work, but I think everything's okay now. If you're just tuning in, you've missed Bill Press, but I'm so interested in what's going on at the convention. Howard Dean is apparently everywhere at the convention, but he's one of the stars of the convention. And I don't think that Kerry would have been kickstarted, or his passion would have been kickstarted to the extent that it was, without Howard Dean as the impetus, because there was so much passion involved. So it'll be interesting to hear the speeches tonight, and you might want to comment 303-382-1150. We've had a lot of conservatives calling in. By the way, I'm looking at James Carville on my monitor at CNN doing some analysis. He suddenly is looking like an old man. I don't know what happened. He just sort of, I don't know if he lost weight or what, but he kind of suddenly has aged dramatically. In any event, a lot of conservatives have called the show today trying to justify their vote for Dickey. I don't know how they can do it, but I'm always game for listening to it. 303-382-1150. And this business about not bashing Bush, forget it. I mean, there's much to criticize him for. This is an incompetent administration. We never should have gone to war with Iraq. We should have never squandered all of our resources and so many lives and everything else. And I've gotten an email from one of you who was actually at the kickoff on Friday to say that everybody expected that John Edwards' speech would be so terrific, but it was John Kerry who did such a great job. And if you listen to Bill Press and others who have been Kerry watchers, and I really hope this is true, he really comes through in the crunch. And here's Jan emailing me. She said, hi, I went to the Kerry Edwards rally last Friday looking forward to seeing and hearing John Edwards. I was surprised that of the two, it was John Kerry who had some humor in his speech, and only he acknowledge how long we had all waited to see them and how hot it was in the auditorium. I appreciated his empathy for us. I think John Kerry has a lot more compassion and sympathy for people than anyone realizes. Thanks for your good work. And that's from Jan. 303-382-1150. Stephen, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, how are you?
I'm very well, Stephen.
Oh, I'm pumped this week.
Yeah, why?
With the DNC.
Yep.
I called and reserved my spot at the luncheon on the 18th of August for Molly Ivins at the Denver Press Club.
Good for you. She's great.
And I've read both of her books, and I'm a big, big fan. You and I have talked about her in the past. But I told Holly, the event coordinator out there, that I was starting a campaign to get you out there live broadcasting that day on Wednesday the 18th, and I want you to introduce Molly.
Well, it's nice that you want me to do this, Stephen, but the press club has to ask me to do it.
Well, Holly's running it up the flagpole, so I just want to let you know I've started
right.
the campaign.
Thank you so much for that. But we're going to have her on that day. She's going to be.
I figured you would.
She's going to be our guest in studio. Isn't that right, Joe? Joe says we think so. We're working on it. So we're hoping to have her on live in studio.
Well, I actually have to admit I lied. I haven't read Bushwhacked yet, but of course we've discussed Shrub, you and I, and I think that they should resurrect that and bring it back. It's been out of print now for about 6 months, and if the American public would read even Shrub, they would never vote for George Bush.
You can't buy this book in the bookstores?
I don't believe Shrub. I think Shrub has been taken off the publisher's list. I think it's out of print, technically. It was short-lived.
Well, I'm surprised because I found that a very instructive book. She and Lou DuBose wrote that. I've had Lou DuBose on about it. And
right.
she, having being based in Texas, has been a longtime Bushwatcher. In fact, I think they went to high school or junior high together, she and Vicky.
Well, she's followed Texas politics for about 30 years, so she's an expert, and I read her column every week in the Post. But anyway, you do a fabulous job. You know how I feel about you, and we you're just surrounded and overwhelmed by the right there on that station, and you're the only person I'll listen to anymore on that station. So,
well, thank you. The show is the most popular local show on our station. So thank you for that, but it's not a slam dunk by any means. So keep telling your friends. Otherwise, we don't want to be engulfed by all the conservatism around us. So tell all of your friends. Everybody's going to have to do that. Otherwise, you know, there are very few non-conservative talk hosts in the country. I'm one of very, very, very few.
I realize that.
It's intriguing to me that I wind up in a state that has become, just in a short period of time, such a swing state in this election. It almost seems providential. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm delighted to do everything I can for regime change to be effected in Washington.
Well, I miss Greg Dobbs real badly, but you carry the flag extremely well, and we got to get you back in drive time. But with DK being PD, I don't think you're ever going to see that. But, you know,
the bottom line
is you got to keep doing what you're doing because this message is the truth.
I thank you for the call, but you never know. Stranger things have happened. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Enid. Partly cloudy, 88 degrees now. The Kobe Bryant trial will go forward. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
With one exception, it's a pretty decent drive on the freeway system right now. RTD Fast Tracks has the details. The one exception to the rule would be eastbound C-470 at Morrison Road, where police are cleaning up a minor injury accident there, but it's causing some slowing in both directions of C-470 right there at the Bandimere Speedway. Southbound 47th Street at Valmont, still cleaning up an injury accident there. Denver police offloading fuel from one overturned tanker trailer to an upright tanker trailer, so it's going to take a few extra minutes for that situation to be cleared up at 48th and Colorado Boulevard. Glen Arm between 14th and 15th downtown, it's a sinkhole that's blocking the right lane, and that's causing some delays as well. Learn the facts on Fast Tracks. Attend any of the upcoming public hearings or get informed by going to rtd-denver.com. Look for the Fast Tracks icon. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Prosecutors are still planning to proceed with the Kobe Bryant rape trial despite Judge Terry Ruckriegel's ruling last week that the defense can present details about the accuser's sex life at trial. Prosecutors still have until Wednesday to decide whether to offer Bryant a plea bargain. The trial is set to begin August 20th. This report brought to you by True.com. Denver police still trying to find the driver involved in yesterday morning's fatal hit-and-run accident in 19th and Pearl. A man died and a woman is hospitalized in critical condition after being run down. Investigators think the vehicle involved is a black or dark-colored compact, possibly a Ford. The car likely has front-end damage. A man who was competing in a triathlon when he was hit by a car this weekend has died. Neurologist Joe Jabaley was on his bike when he collided with a car yesterday morning at County Road 9 and Highway 34 in Loveland. Jabaley was a candidate for state representative. True.com is the site of choice for intelligent singles. Their true compatibility test is the only one endorsed by Psychology Today, and that's TrueTrue.com. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Ah, summertime in Colorado. Warm nights, picnic dinners, fun times with friends, and now it can be filled with live music. This Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m., the Arvada Center presents Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul. Let the seven-time All-Ireland fiddle champion and fiery star of the original Riverdance entertain you. Eileen's traditional rich yet adventurous playing is spiced with world music, jazz, and pop. Backed by her brilliantly versatile band, Ivers creates a unique Irish fusion sound that combines traditional Celtic tunes with rollicking arrangements and multicultural influences. Tickets are available online at ArvadaCenter.com or by calling the box office at 720-898-7200. That's 720-898-7200. Don't miss the eclectic sound of Celtic music. So grab your picnic basket and your friends and see you at the Arvada Center, located just 2.5 miles north of I-70 on Wadsworth. The Arvada Center, closer than you think.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy, maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. Pretty much more of the same this evening. The overnight temperature down into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Then mostly cloudy later on, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high in the 80s. Partly cloudy, 88 now. KNRC News Time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings.
We love to shop and want to share some fashion tips with you, courtesy of Colorado Mills, the great shopping center at Colfax and Indiana Avenue in Lakewood. With its mix of retail and outlet stores, you'll find everything you're looking for. Heart desires.
Here's a tip. Want to look taller and thinner? The answer is monochromatic or one color dressing. Dress yourself in one color and you will look 10 pounds lighter and a few inches taller.
You don't even have to match the colors exactly. Color tones and texture variations work well too. Stop by Colorado Mills this week and check out their monochromatic outfits at stores such as Ann Taylor Loft, Cashel Corner Annex, and Chico's.
This Style Matters fashion moment is brought to you by Colorado Mills. Just 15 minutes from downtown at Colfax and Indiana Avenues in Lakewood at Denver West. Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
This is Evelyn and Judy from Style Matters Live saying visit Colorado Mills where great shopping lives.
She's the Rush alternative.
Then you talk about something else.
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, another long set of uninterrupted talk. Here's Enid Goldstein.
2:44 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, you've missed Bill Press, but tomorrow we'll be joined by Sue Grafton, who's everybody's favorite mystery writer. She does the Alphabet series. The newest book is Iris for Ricochet, so that should be interesting. We've been talking a lot about the convention, and it really gets underway tonight. Bill Clinton will be speaking, so will Jimmy Carter, so will Al Gore. You can watch it all on C-SPAN. And let's see. And on Rocky Mountain PBS is also broadcasting it live. I don't know what time they start. It's 6 o'clock tonight, which is 9 o'clock in Boston. So I'm going to try and watch it. I don't know if you saw a couple of things. I have made the point, and I was interested to see what Richard Clark had to say. I have made the point that of the two administrations, the Bush administration is more culpable in terms of not doing enough to protect us than the Clinton administration. And correcting the 9/11 record in detail, there are all kinds of information here coming out of the 9/11 report. The commissioners found that as many as 13 of the hijackers had entered the U.S. with passports that had been fraudulently altered. Remember everybody said they did everything legally? They didn't do everything legally. They had altered the passports. Some had provided demonstrably false information on the forms. The names of at least three of the terrorists were found after September 11th in the databases of American intelligence and counterterrorism agencies. After entering the U.S., several of the hijackers should have drawn the attention of law enforcement agencies, but they did not. Mohammed Atta, the POTS Egyptian-born ringleader, overstayed his tourist visa. One of the other terrorist pilots attended school in 2000 in violation of his immigration status. Should have been enough to block him from reentering the U.S. He left and reentered the country at least six more times before 9/11. So there were a lot of things that were not done right in the run-up to 9/11. And Richard Clark is talking about the fact that this is an honorable commission, the 9/11 commission, but he said the report is a toothless report. He said that among the obvious truths that were documented but unarticulated were the facts that the Bush administration did very little on terrorism before 9/11 and that by invading Iraq, the administration has left us less safe as a nation. So those of you who are conservatives, I particularly want to hear from you. I don't know how you can justify this administration. I don't know how you can justify a vote for Dickey. 303-382-1150. Hale, calling from Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, Hale.
Yeah, I got some numbers for you.
Okay.
This is about the cost of war. The war in Iraq costed $124 billion. I mean that's a lot of money. What we could have done instead of going to a war, we could have provided 17 million children to attend a year of Head Start. We could have provided 53 children insured on health care. We could have gotten
only 53 for $127 billion.
Yep, only 53 million.
Oh, 53 million.
A million children to be insured on health care.
Mm-hmm.
We could have hired 2,372,000 teachers. We could also provided 3,159,000 students to attend 4-year scholarships at public universities. We could have built 1,779,000 additional housing units.
You know what? Maybe, Hale, we could have gotten some hazmat suits for our first providers in case of any kind of a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
You think we could have afforded a few of those?
We could have afforded a lot more of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but these are also these numbers that also affect the world and what we could have done instead of to provide health care and education and provide for world hunger.
And what you're talking about are the financial costs. There are also
financial costs, yeah.
Yeah, what isn't factored into the equation is the cost in lives lost and lives irretrievably and hideously altered. Hale, I thank you for the info. 303-382-1150. Bob, Anacel, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Bob.
I'm a conservative, and I'm voting for George Bush.
Why?
I do think that we are safer today than we were before George Bush was elected to office.
Well, the 9/11 Commission doesn't agree with you, and they're the ones doing the investigating, but you can think what you want. Why are we safer today?
The 9/11 Commission did not say that we were less safe than we were before.
They said we're not safe. So why do you think we are safe in the hands of
Dickey? I believe that we are
Dickey.
Safer. Mm-hmm. Because than we were before.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we're safe today, and we were safe before.
And so tell me why you think we're safer.
I think we're safer because since this man has been president, since 9/11, we have not had a single terrorist attack.
We didn't have one before that either, for
yes,
all the years
did.
Of our country. Not before, not really before the World Trade Centers, the two of them. No.
Well, there was the World Trade Center before that during the Clinton administration. There was the coal bombing.
We really, not in this country. Not
and
really.
You were talking about those visas, people coming in and out. That happened during the Clinton administration.
No, I don't think it did. It happened in the Bush administration. Actually,
so all the people,
all of that stuff, all of that stuff, all of that stuff, all of that stuff.
After George Bush was elected president,
Bob, all of that stuff happened in the Bush administration. That I quoted.
All of those guys came here, were trained to fly planes and aircraft, and all that happened after George Bush was
All right, now I want you to make the point. I want you to tell me why we are safer now with the Bush administration. Than we are, than we would be without the Bush administration. Why has he made us safer?
For one reason, we can now treat terrorists legally the way we were supposed to, which they should be treated and handled.
That's the reason we're safer? How about all the fact that our first, how about all the fact that we took our eyes off of Afghanistan so that now Osama bin Laden has been able to regroup and gotten stronger, and they're making more money from opium production, which goes to finance a lot of terrorism? How about the fact that our first responders are stretched very thin because they're members of the Guard and so on in Iraq? A lot of lies lofts. That means that we don't have the benefit of those first responders here in this country should there be any kind of an attack. Think of the enormous amounts of money that we have squandered on a war with Iraq when Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So why are, and is acting as a recruiting poster for every jihadist in the neighborhood. So how is it that we are safer?
Prior to George Bush being elected, there were opportunities to get Osama bin Laden.
Yes, and Clinton acted on them in far greater detail than George W. Bush did. He went to war. Are you telling me that going to war with Iraq was a good thing?
Since George Bush has been elected,
are you telling me that going to war? Are you telling me that going to war with Iraq
harder than they had?
Are you telling me that going to war with Iraq was a good thing and has made us safer? Are you telling me that, Bob?
Yes.
It has? How so?
It has allowed us to put a footprint in the Middle East that will allow us in the future to be able to exert greater influence on their ability.
Would you send your kids over there to fight? Would you go to fight in Iraq so that we could put a footprint there?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so. You're not there. How old are you?
I'm 28, 29 years old.
Oh, why don't you go and sign up right now?
Enid, you don't even know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to somebody who's a chicken hawk. That's who I'm talking to, Bob. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Jim in Broomfield, first time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Jim.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Good. I'm a conservative voting for Bush.
Why?
Well, number one is Kerry will do nothing more than raise my taxes.
So what you care about most, more than anything, is raising your taxes?
That's one thing I care very deeply for.
Uh-huh. You don't care about the common good?
Plus, I don't think Kerry doesn't excite his own party. And then immediately half of the country is going to hate him. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to end up with a lame duck president unable to do anything.
Well, wait a minute. Whether people hate him or they love him, who of the two is the more competent and why?
Oh, I think Bush is. I don't think Kerry.
What has he done that's so successful?
Well, he was a governor for one thing.
Of a very weak governorship in Texas. It has very little power. Huh?
Were you living in Texas at the time?
No, but I've read extensively about it, and it's considered a weak governorship.
From Molly Ivan.
And he was, remember, he had a drug problem and he was drunk till he was 40. But tell me what you think the Bush successes are. Tax cuts for one.
Yeah, and then I think if he could get his Social Security, the plan to go through, I'd be all for that.
Privatizing Social Security, making Wall Street even richer. Mm-hmm. What else?
That would be number two.
You like the prescription drug benefit that helped the HMOs and the drug companies a lot?
I'm more of a libertarian. I don't think we should have any government programs at all.
So you don't think Social Security for anyone?
No, I think it should be privatized.
Oh, it should be privatized.
Yeah, it's like I think I heard you say right around noon or 1 o'clock something about socialized health care.
No, I talked about health care, universal health care.
Yeah, that's the same thing, socialized health care.
No, well, you're putting a negative spin on it. It's universal health care.
Yeah, but they have the same thing. I was just in Europe.
What about Medicare? Do you like that idea of Medicare?
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay, but that's all right. Do you have parents who are on Medicare?
I don't have any parents.
Okay. Were they when they were alive?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a pretty useful program, right? Socialized health care for the elderly, right?
There were a lot of problems with it, though.
And how well has Bush done in the war with Iraq? Has he done a really good job?
Can I please say something?
Sure.
Because you keep cutting me off and going off to something else. I just wanted to say I was just in Europe for 3 weeks, and three of the countries we visited have socialized health care like the Democrats want to do to our country. And they have nothing but huge, monstrous problems with it. So
what countries would those be, Jim?
France, Germany.
How would you know that? How do you know that they have huge monstrous problems?
Talking to some people.
Oh, you talked to a couple of people on your trip, and they were huge monstrous problems. Let me ask you a question. As a conservative, do you listen to me a lot, or just are you?
Every once in a while, I will.
Or did the Republican Party tell you to call me today?
No. I do things on my own.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, so you think Bush has been brilliant in cutting your taxes, privatizing, you want him to privatize Social Security.
Yeah.
What about his conduct in the war? do you think? Has that been good?
Was it really for the war?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe, though, that now we're there. We do have to finish the job, right, wrong, or indifferent.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. I thank you for the call, and I think you couldn't be more wrong, but I'm delighted you called in. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Visit Scandinavian Designs, where you'll find furniture for your home and office that is beautifully designed, finely crafted, and truly affordable. Visit Scandinavian Designs in Denver, on North Wadsworth Parkway, or on Hampton Avenue.
Colorado is famous for sports, and with over 300 days of sun a year, prescription sunglasses are a necessity. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. Prescription sunglasses for sports and daily activities offer better visual clarity, 100% UV protection, and are much more relaxing for your eyes. Without UV-protected sunwear, your eyes burn, just like your skin. When looking for the best prescription sunglasses in Denver, visit International Optique at Tamarack Square. Join our entire staff now through the end of July for our fabulous annual sunglass sale. Receive a 25% discount off prescription sunglasses and ready-to-wear sunglasses. Look sporty, fashionable, or just way cool. At International Optique, you will find a staff trained in sport lenses for all seasons. So don't wait. Come visit International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
The University of Denver is proud to announce the opening of the Merle Catherine Chamber Center for the Advancement of Women, housing the Women's College at the University of Denver. Thousands of women have benefited from earning a prestigious degree from the Women's College. The college offers specialized classes for women during weekends, helping many to realize their dreams or reinvent their careers. For more information, visit www.womenscollege.du.edu.
I'm Mandy. I'm a social worker. All I can say is, don't try your mind games with me, Kellett, because the first time you do, that's it.
You've lost a listener.
Loser.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
This is Michael Reagan. Stay tuned. My show is coming up at 6:05 following Doug Kellett on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:58 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. We're going to go very quickly to the phones. Don in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. One thing about these conservatives, when you ask, how are we going to pay for this war that we're in now? The only answer I have is, read my lips. They're going to raise taxes if they get reelected to pay for it.
You know what? You may be right about that, Don. I thank you for the call. And finally, let's go to Al on a cell. Hi, Al. You're live with Enid.
Hello?
Hi, Al. Welcome.
Yeah, I can't believe I just heard you say we were never attacked before 9/11. What was with the first World Trade Center bombing?
We talked about that. If you were listening carefully.
Yeah, that was on the Bill.
So you're going to vote for? Are you going to vote for Bush too? Do you think that he's made us safer?
Yes, it's safer because we're aware about it now since we sat there for 8 years after the first bombing.
I can't, you know what, I can't hear you. Al, you're going to have to call us back. Your cell is cutting out. 303-382-1150, and actually there isn't any time. I want to thank all the people who made this show possible today and did a great job. Joe Anderson, producing the show, thank you. Jordan Lyles, keeping us on the air most of the time, thank you. And all of you who called and listened, thank you very much. The Doug Kellett Show up next. Jim Emery sitting in for Doug, 3 to 6, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Let's do it again tomorrow. Noon to 3, Sue Grafton will be my guest. So if you're a big mystery fan, I think you'll have a good time. You know the drill. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up some mess. Make some small move to the goal that you want to achieve. And get involved in the community. Get involved politically. I'm Enid Goldstein. See you at noon tomorrow.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
Radio, I'm Bob Kerr. And they're off. The Democratic National Convention at the Fleet Center in Boston, now called to order. The event wraps up Thursday night with acceptance of the nomination by John Kerry. Tonight, former President Clinton will address the convention. He'll be introduced by his wife, U.S. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. MSNBC's Chris Jansing is in Boston.
You know, there had been speculation early on that they would not play a prominent role at this convention for fear that these two superstars of the Democratic Party might outshine the nominee. But they also know in the Kerry camp that Bill Clinton is someone who can get Democratic voters to the polls. And so You will see him front and center tonight.
Former President Jimmy Carter and former Vice President Al Gore also speaking to the convention tonight. Egypt says one of its high-ranking diplomats has been released by militants in Iraq. On Wall Street, the Dow down slightly on the day. The NASDAQ was off 10 points, its lowest close of the year. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of